What time is it? Because I'm hurting. I don't feel good.
My elbow.
Hey, what's poppin', people? We are in the DealsInTheD.com studios on a Tuesday. You're probably listening on Wednesday, but I gotta tell you, it's a crazy Tuesday all of a sudden. Funny, yesterday was sort of I came into the show thinking, kind of a weird day. There's just a lot of mishmash going on, and I was listening to the show this morning, which I don't always do. I thought it was a really good show.
Hey.
It was rollicking. I mean, even the Tate Forsyth John O'Korn argument was funny to listen to.
So pointless.
I don't. Why are pointless arguments fun? I guess it's because there's really nothing at stake if you lose.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
I like the idea that we were both defending people we really didn't want to defend.
No,
an argument between Hitler and Mussolini.
Something like that. It's funny. I was deep diving on Tate Forsyth a little bit today, and I was remembering that I like him even less than I was thinking yesterday. And I really didn't. I mean, he's an extremely unlikable as a human being. John O'Korn seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's just not a great quarterback. I still don't understand why the Lions would sign him. That still blows my mind.
Well, they didn't sign him.
They didn't sign him?
No, he's there for a tryout, then possibly to sign as a
free. I wouldn't even let him try out.
No tryouts?
No, I saw him play. He sucks.
All right. They should have asked you first.
I could point him at some better quarterbacks, but I don't want to start another argument.
Tate Forsyth these days?
We'll find out. Mark was doing some deep diving, too. I'm still recovering from my two-a-days with Mags and Layla.
Yeah, how's that going?
Not bad.
Mags is looking good. She was a little quieter today when I came in.
He's pretty worn out from the walk.
That's good.
It's like, what is the temperature outside? 80-something?
Like 87 on my dashboard.
No, I knew this was going to happen. We couldn't get a 60-degree day to save
our
life.
There's no spring. There's no buds on the tree. On the trees.
All of a sudden, it's 85, and I thought I was going to enjoy a bunch of nice fall-type days for walking, and I love those days.
Now you're just sweating your ass off.
Exactly. And Mags was dragging ass.
Almost as bad as shoveling.
I know, and you guys are still shoveling out there. A lot of people don't realize that.
No, we are. It's still the winter solstice up there.
In the snow belt.
Yeah.
It's terrible. So, yeah, I walked Mags, and I come in, and I'm thinking, I want to read this article about Paul Simon. There's a Paul Simon book coming out where he's talking about how his height, or the author is explaining that his height has been a hang-up for 60 years because Garfunkel kept saying, "You'll never be taller than me."
That was the only thing Garfunkel had on him.
I guess so.
His height. Well, and his hair.
He had a pretty good voice. Yeah.
Did you know Art Garfunkel looks like Andrea Constan?
That makes sense. Yeah, if we make his hair dark.
Any male that has curly hair looks like her.
Well, Michael Bolton?
The Beastie Boy.
Oh, my God. That's the best one.
Yeah, somebody sent me that, and it's perfect. It's really good. Because the face works to some degree, too.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Garfunkel, by the way, is 5'9".
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was tall.
What's Simon?
5'3"?
5'3".
Oh.
What?
Prince is 5'3", too. And by the way,
he's just a little guy.
I was playing around in YouTube today, and I don't know why this came up, but it was underneath something I was listening to. It was Sheryl Crow with Prince doing "Every Day Is a Winding Road," which I like Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
I like that song. Okay. Anyway, Prince is on there singing it with her. She doesn't have a guitar. She's just singing, and he's playing guitar. Man, it was really cool. I don't know where that was. I can't ever recall those two playing. I mean, or why they would have. But anyway, it was really cool. If you're a fan of either.
Did you contact the Olsen twins and let them know?
Was it that song?
I think it was. Well, was that her first big one?
I think it was, no. It was the other, it was the dumbest song she's ever done.
Sounds like a great one.
The dumbest song.
What was the first song? Having Fun, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun.
Soak Up the Sun.
And the Olsen twin was calling the other one to tell her to turn on like 106 FM because they're playing.
Yeah, in the car behind her.
What a story. That's kind of a bluesy version. Prince is jamming on it.
Sounds like a great one.
Okay, go to hell. I'm yelling at whoever's behind the drop, not the drop.
No.
No, it's one of you two.
I am so good at music.
What year was this? I don't know.
96.
And still had a good 20 years ahead.
It's not helping him much, Maz.
I know.
Yeah, she's bigger than him.
I'll never forget when Dick Clark had him on American Bandstand.
Oh, that was bizarre. And he couldn't talk.
No. I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, that was very strange. Prince has had quite an interesting career.
Yeah.
He's certainly one of my favorites.
That's great.
So, anyway, I get back home from the walk with Mags and Layla, and Kanye West, actually, Riley, texted me and said, are you watching TMZ? Which is really funny. He watches TMZ every day. Nice.
He does.
Being my age, retired, and having an appointment with TMZ every day at 3 o'clock.
Good for Riley.
That doesn't fit him. Does it?
No, he's big on news.
Yeah, he knows gossip.
He likes pop culture. Yeah, he likes all that stuff. So Kanye's on it, and I was ready to just, we were starting a little earlier because Brandon's schedule's changed, and I wasn't going to watch it. I was just going to come down, and Kanye was live on TMZ. They actually recorded earlier, and I mean, he just blew the whole thing. I mean, if he hadn't done it already.
Fake to me. You got Delabate sitting down next to Levin.
You know what, though, Tom, you do have a point.
Never gets out of his chair.
Wouldn't Kanye be the kind of guy who would not want to be surprised by something like that, argument?
Totally.
So he at least knew that he would be confronted.
Absolutely.
Well, how could he not
so
know that?
Fake.
There's supposedly hits out on him from the Crips.
And he says, I love the Crips.
They work at TMZ?
Snoop Dogg had an Instagram out to the Crips to slap his
Lay
ass.
Off.
No, get on.
Really?
Beat his ass.
As
yes.
Hell.
Anyway, I think this is really interesting because Kanye has done something you're not allowed to do. He has said he likes Trump. He's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And
what'd you call that hat again upstairs?
MAGA.
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 I think they were both right and both wrong and kind of arguing different things.
No,
I think Van's point was you're not rooted in reality. You don't live like most of us live. So don't be surprised when we don't
like. He only
like,
lives how he lives. I mean,
sure.
How can he live like anyone else? He's
yeah, but
him.
He's, but he, I think Kanye's genuinely surprised at the backlash against it.
I didn't get that impression.
Then why is he so mad?
I didn't think Kanye was mad. I think he was trying to explain himself by saying, I believe in free thought. I'm allowed to think how I want. I'm not enslaved by the mob.
Right.
And I agree. It is a mob. It's not just a mob on the side that's criticizing him. It's a mob on both sides. And I think what he's saying is, look, be free to think for yourself. Don't believe everything you read. Don't go by
everyone. Well, he was talking about drugs. He was talking about taking medicine. Don't take medicine. Think for yourself.
I think that went a little, yeah, true.
Right? Isn't that what he said?
I think he was making pretty good sense. There was a time where I thought, oh, is he going off the rails here? Maybe a little bit, but he brought it back.
He had one good analogy about Obama being the opioid for the black community. He's right.
I agree.
He said he's prescribed all these medications. He's like, they want me to take three a day. I take maybe twice a week, he says. He says, I like thinking. I don't like having that hang over me.
Yeah, he said he was
take over me.
He was having problems with opiates, and he went in the hospital, and they gave him more opiates. And then he also said he got off opiates, and 2 days later, he went into the hospital for liposuction. So he wouldn't be fat, and TMZ cameras wouldn't.
Wow.
You know, take pictures of him and say how fat he was.
I was going to say, he does
that
look
was pretty
a,
relatable.
He does look a little on the heavy side, like a regular
He always looks a little heavy, doesn't he? I mean, isn't Kanye typically kind of a little heavy?
Yeah, he's never skinny. So he's about normal.
I wonder if he goes to Kim's doctor.
Probably.
I wonder
probably
if he goes to his mom's doctor.
Oh. There's another. He's putting his mom's surgeon on the cover of his album.
Well, he says he is, which I thought that'd be a cool album cover.
Do you know the surgeon said you should put your cousin on the cover because it was your cousin's aftercare.
I know. That's a good comeback. He's right. You know how his mom died, right?
Yeah.
Tommy?
No, I don't.
She died having, it was a lap band?
Multiple plastic surgeries.
Oh,
she was having.
Yeah, she had a bunch
breast,
done.
When was this?
Died a few days. Oh, God.
She's having
years?
Selfish breast reduction surgery, liposuction, and I think something else. And she was in aftercare, and I guess she had a heart attack that they thought might have been related to the surgery. But
Was it about a year, wasn't it?
Oh, Derek, it was way longer than that.
Anyway, I don't. It's interesting that he has to explain this. What the day and age we're living in, where he can't say he likes the president without being unfollowed by 9 million people and basically disowned by all his fans. And I personally can't believe. Right now, it seems like everyone in Hollywood, everyone in sports,
he's not going to be
everyone.
Disowned by all of his fans. I think most people will go, okay, whatever. I still like his music, or I don't.
Well, but they would have you believe that this is a sin that is absolutely unpardonable. And some guy in TMZ was going apeshit on him. Not apeshit, but he was saying that. I think he was implying that he can't do this. Or he's just plain wrong. And I don't know. I don't. As far as people not liking Donald Trump, I perfectly understand it. But I don't think you're allowed to have your own fucking opinion, especially about the president. We had two choices. That. No one liked the choices.
Right.
If she won, I guarantee you there'd be a mob on the other side if she won.
Mm-hmm. I'm back.
There still is.
Yeah, there still is. And honestly, as I say that, I agreed with so much of what he was saying about free thought. I think people who voted for Trump have the same problem right now. They defend. They can't drop. They can't say, oh, fuck it. You know what? I was wrong.
They'll
He's
never
really
admit,
bumming me out.
They'll never admit anything.
I don't.
About that.
Why? Why? Why does it matter to people? Why is it so important?
Both sides. Both sides are dug in. It's about
that's what
being
I mean.
It's about being on a team. It's kind of cultish mentality about I'm going to support this side no matter what.
But it doesn't seem like
free, never wrong.
It doesn't seem like free thought to me. It seems like I agree with them about the mob. Everybody, it's you're in this mob or you're in that mob, and I don't know why people feel so unfree to change their minds. And I'm not saying anyone specifically. He also said, I thought this was interesting. He said he saw George Bush walking his ill father in a wheelchair, and he said he wanted to say he was sorry.
Oh,
never thought I would see that day.
He seems to have calmed down over the years, hasn't he?
He's sorry now because he's in a wheelchair and he's almost dead.
No,
George
I think
Bush doesn't care about black people.
I think he just felt bad because he knows he's in a family and he cares about his father. And his father's not doing. His mother died, and that's all.
He's so evolved.
No, he's George Bush is human to him now. Basically,
did you think that he would ever say that?
No,
I didn't either. And then they brought in Candace Owen. Who seems to be his guru right now. She seems to have his ear. And I don't know, they had a big argument about, I guess he said something about it's okay for blacks to kill blacks, but it's not okay for whites to kill blacks. Then you march and protest. And
correct.
And, yeah, that started the big argument.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that again?
It's okay for blacks to kill blacks. It's no big deal. But if whites kill blacks, then everybody goes out and protests.
But I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's entirely false. Does anybody raise hell about what's going on in the black community in Chicago?
No.
I mean, do you see anybody really trying to do anything?
Shootings are down 29% and deaths are down 22% year over year because of the stuff being done on the ground by community activists.
Who's killing more people in the black community, black people or white police?
Sure, black people are. But now if you're talking about cops, it's totally different.
I mean, it's
to act like nobody cares about that is ludicrous. They're not.
I don't think it's a matter of nobody cares.
It's not as loudly protested as what he's saying.
You can mobilize hundreds of thousands of people over one death that will be disputed. I guarantee it. In some cases, probably not worth disputing. But you won't see protest mobs over killing blacks in the black community. I think it goes back to something we were talking about that. People love these things that are so you can't even grasp them, and yet when there's something, what about schools in inner cities? How fucking bad they are! Nobody does anything about it. I know they are. But they'd rather scream about something that doesn't really matter and will never change. When there are things that can be fixed that are important, and I'm not pointing a finger at anybody for that. I mean, all the tax dollars we pay and we can't. Put enough money into every school in America
to buy
school supplies?
Well, it's the lottery. That's for the lottery.
Oh, that money really goes to the schools?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they tell us.
Anyway, it was exciting. I enjoyed watching him, and it was some stirred up TV.
Are you going to play a little?
Fired up. Yeah, we could play some, I guess. I mean, it's Kanye West. I'm not.
You want to hear him one on one with the guy in the back?
2 days I got off of opioids.
Sure.
I'm in the hospital, right? I'm taking two. Hey, everyone, listen to this, please. Oh, God. 2 days before I was in the hospital, I was on opioids. I was addicted to opioids.
Quiet.
I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all.
Nobody asked you to do that.
Because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. I didn't want y'all to call me fat, so I got liposuction.
Guys, sounds a little thin skin there, Kanye.
And they gave me opioids. Right?
Just live with it, like all of us.
Two of them.
Look at all the faces. People are like, why is this guy ranting? Nobody asked him to do that.
Then my boy, and I'd always ask my boy.
Well, pause it for a second.
You know.
What a madman.
I'll tell you what, I thought it was very interesting that he's that he cares. I would never think he would give a shit about being fat. I don't know. I just wouldn't.
Well, you heard him talking
about. He's a human being.
You heard him talk about his brother-in-law running home before they got married, so the paparazzi wouldn't shoot him.
And the guy that takes him on in this fight when he brings up black on black crime, this guy works at TMZ. Yeah.
Oh, I know that's.
I mean, really?
That was kind of funny because he's like, I live out here in the real world. I'm on TV.
That's why it's so fake.
I work for TMZ.
To hand me if it's, you know, we on tour, give me some weed, blah, blah, blah. So he had to go give me the opioids. And there was talks amongst my camp, like, yeah, he's
popping, and here
yeah, he's
is
popping
what...
pills, right? So when he handed to me this to me, he said, you know, this is used to kill genius, right? So I didn't take it. 2 days later, I'm in a
hospital.
Gary
Del Bate.
I was taking two pills
lost.
A day
like
at
a
that time. When I left the hospital, how many pills you think I was given? Seven. I went from taking two pills to taking seven.
Genius, genius, cool. Genius.
So the reason why I denounced, why I dropped those tweets and everything, because I was drugged the f- out.
Who he reminds me of?
Oh. And I'm not drugged out.
What's his name from?
Can't wait to hear.
Three of a day. I take one
Jerry
a
Maguire.
Week, maybe.
What's his
two
name from Jerry Maguire?
Y'all had me scared
Cuba
of
Gooding
myself,
Jr.
of
Gooding
my vision.
Jr. Yeah.
So I took some pills so I wouldn't go to the hospital and prove everyone right.
This is clear as day. He's doing smack.
It's like it's not all about you, Sweetheart, and Reggie Miller.
Out.
You'll
we
see.
Are following
that's
going to
come through.
That's going to come through.
We are controlled by the media.
They got
and today
stuff that'll
it
whack
all
your brain
changes.
Permanently.
You got Tupac
cool. Thanks
and
for the monologue, Kanye.
In that hallway.
Can we just talk about your stupid album?
Today it all changes. We need to think how to think free.
You, sweetheart.
We need to be free thinkers, then we need to learn how to feel free.
Whoa, let's stop talking with this guy.
We don't even know how to feel free or think free. Say what you feel, positive or negative. I just got off the phone with J. Cole.
Cool.
He said,
how do you feel
ever
when they said
okay.
The Crips is going to kill you?
We got to do a break.
I said, man.
One of the things that was I thought was interesting also, I think I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't. He was talking about how they love Trump, rap and hip hop. They love Trump. He was mentioned in songs all the time. And then the minute he's president, of course, everyone has to hate him. And it's just kind of interesting.
He was a TV guy, a star, that kind of thing. That's what they talk about in rap most of the time.
Yeah, he had money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a big money guy, and he flaunts it, and he's... Yeah.
He's one of them.
Yeah, he's one of them.
That's right.
That's what he said. No, he's not really one of them. Nobody, I mean, really?
You know.
But yeah, no.
He likes being hip.
And he was
don't
the kind
you think
of guy.
He likes being hip.
I would be shocked if Trump wasn't in. He must be in some rap videos. He's got to be.
Probably.
I mean, I imagine. I see him saying, yeah, I'll do that, and showing up on the set. And,
so he's in that. Remember that one video that guy, that Russian guy did? Remember that big story about his 48 hours in Moscow?
I thought you meant the prostitutes whizzing.
No.
Famous video.
Remember that? And he fired him at the end. Remember that big article we talked about?
Oh,
about
yeah.
48
yeah,
hours
yeah.
there, and he agreed to right. do this guy's stupid
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Was he a rapper, that guy?
No, he was a Russian pop star.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So bad.
That's right. Okay. There's big Black China news today. I don't know if you saw my Twitter.
I saw.
We might as well keep it in the... keep it in the family.
No, stop it.
I'll make it quick. It's just the Black China's pregnant, and the expectant father, I thought,
China.
made some poignant comments.
Well, he's very adult.
Comments.
He's very adult.
He's 18.
Yes.
Wise beyond his years. Here's some shocking news from our friends at Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com. Maz loves everything old so much that Zod Ford still has a couple of brand new 2016 models in stock.
We got them on the showroom floor, ready for you.
You were hiding those?
I was.
You like old things?
I do.
You didn't want to part with them?
They're not the colors that you would like right away ask for. You got to love these colors.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
I think they're sharp.
Taurus, Expedition, Explorer, to name a few. Yes, Maz has been hoarding these 2016s for months, but now they must go. The prices on Maz's personal inventory are way too low to mention here. Way too low. But if you are looking for some real deals, call Maz today because those 16s won't last long. Or if fresh and new is for you, Zot Ford, as you cover too, head out to Zot Ford and Holly and take a look at the all-new 18 Ford EcoSport and the all-new 18 Ford Expedition. Both of these entirely new high-tech SUVs are the best Ford has to offer. Surf the sensational deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Today we got some great deals coming down the pike on those EcoSports. And they're like mini escapes. And if you want to buy a car, that's the car. It's got nice. Great rebates on it. Come on in and drive one. That's a fact.
Whoa.
They lease well, too, but they even if you want to buy one, that's the car.
Dr. Roche, of course, it's always, I don't know, it's always time to look better with Dr. Roche. Whatever it is, however you want to be your younger self, there's so many ways. Liposuction. Kanye West couldn't stand the pictures he was seeing of himself.
Too bad Dr. Roche didn't get a shot at him.
I'm sure he would have done a good job.
Yeah.
He's done it many times. The diva, whatever your hang up is, literally people feel their lives are changed by visits to Dr. Roche's office. Even things like BBL, people with sun damage, 3 BBL treatments can make a huge difference. Or maybe it's boobs, always boobs. Bigger boobs, smaller boobs, medium boobs, huge boobs.
Look
they have them all.
At these big boobs.
And with boating season coming, boy, boating, there's got to be people on the lake today.
Big time.
Filling out that bathing suit.
Yeah.
Full speed ahead.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe one of those moms had a couple kids, and kids just total boobs. I don't know what they do to them, but they just
Hi, Mommy.
I've seen insurance adjusters actually show up in the homes of moms and declare their breasts totaled.
Yep, that's crazy.
And Dr. Roche has brought them back to life a lot of times. You know, that happens at the body shop where they go, oh no, there's no way. Yeah. And they go, we're going to bring it back to life. We think we can fix it. The frame's not bent that bad. So it's time.
Here, I want you to see my boobs.
It's time for, so that's a girl, that's an actual patient right there. It's time for summer fun. Tighten your body. Get that fuller look you've always wanted. With Dr. Roche, pay him a visit. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or D-R-R-O-C-H-E. Look at the pictures. Don't forget body
those
tight,
huge
too.
Huge nipples, man.
Oh.
Body tight.
Did your brother ever get the find the video?
I don't know.
I
you send him the link?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, a lot of people are asking for that link, by the way. I'm not kidding you. I've had at least 5 emails, people saying, what's the link?
Really?
Yeah. I know.
What a bunch of creeps.
Well, we... They like hearing it on the show. You want to hear it in real life. What can I say?
I forgot what the link was. What to search. Do you remember what to search for, Brandon?
Which video?
Oh, thanks for listening.
I was afraid to ask
yes,
that.
Sir.
I was afraid
yes,
to ask
yes,
that.
Sir.
You're working by not listening?
Which video?
The muscle
the bodybuilder. Can't believe how hot he is.
Mark, I gave you the link. I gave you that link.
I know. That's why I'm asking you.
You have to just search like muscle fantasy.
That's right.
And that's what comes up. Because if you type in muscle man... then there's like 150 million results of dudes on YouTube showing their muscles. So muscle fantasy.
Hot.
That'll get you kind of the full one where he talks about banging himself and pinches his nipples.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Ah, my nipples, they hurt. They hurt when I twist them.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to Twitter to find that. That I thought that was so refreshing what that young man said about his pregnant wife, China, Black China.
Oh, yeah.
This will be your third baby daddy, by the way, if you're keeping track.
Good for her.
I don't blame China.
There's Tyga and her son King, and then there's Dream with Rob Kardashian. Oh, man, why won't my...
That's a great name.
Got to get a Mags 5. Yeah, boy. I had my Wi-Fi off for the walk. Okay, here we go. It's the 18-year-old rapper, by the way. That's interesting that the age difference wouldn't bother her. How old is Black China? 29, I think.
She's pretty young, yeah.
What did she? How deep did she go into my bracket?
Oh,
how far did I take
her?
She
hit the final four.
Did she make it to the four, or did she go to the 8?
God, I don't know.
I think she went to the elite 8.
I don't have this year's.
I thought she went to the final 4. I'll find it.
Anyway, the expectant father is the man. He got in the slap fight with the girl at the theme park.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, she had complimented the baby how cute it was and asked if she could
come up and look at it, and she apparently touched the baby's hand, and then...
I slap you! I slap you! I slap, slap, slap you! I slapping you silly, because you disrespected me!
Black China was trying to take the stroller and throw it at the woman, and she was held back, but her 18-year-old rapper, expectant father, boyfriend, did actually slap the woman a couple times, apparently. That's the guy.
She lost the stroller deal, too.
That's right. She lost her endorsement the next
day. What's that going to cost, the snow slaps? What's that going to cost him, by the way?
Nothing. I don't think it's costing him anything.
Really?
No, I don't believe so. She said that, he says, they met on Christian Mingle. So it's rooted in Christianity.
That's nice.
And this is the touching quote that really got me. He said, I would not fuck a bitch. I did not want to get pregnant. If China got pregnant, I would keep that shit. Like, oh, daddy love you. I love that ass.
See? It's pro-life.
That's a as an absolute quote from Us Weekly. I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Now, I think he's going to evolve on the I would not fuck a bitch. I did not want to get pregnant. I think he's going to feel differently about that eventually.
I mean, what's
sure
you're right there.
What's that worse, that statement or this one?
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
One's a little more vulgar, but in the end, which message is...
Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? He's pro-life.
I don't know if that's pro-choice. That seems to be more pro-abortion.
Okay.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
If anything, he sounds too excited to have ever have an abortion.
And this guy sounds a little too excited to have a baby. I would not fuck a bitch if I did not want to get pregnant. And does he get pregnant?
I don't know if I believe that either, by the way.
I wonder how many he has.
If China got pregnant, I would keep that shit. That shit, that seems like not an appropriate reference to a young...
Well, that could be a term of endearment.
I'm sure the kids are going to look back one day and read their daddy's...
It's poop.
Yes, that.
But he makes it sound like he's carrying the child. Is he carrying the child somehow?
Daddy.
I would not keep. I did not want to get pregnant. I mean, it sounds like he's carrying the kid.
I mean, then, shit can be a term of endearment. We've heard it before.
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what? What?
And then I would keep that shit like, oh, daddy, love you. I love that ass. What does I love that ass mean?
It's just one of the many things he loves about her.
But he's talking about the baby, and then all of a sudden he says, I love that ass. Does he mean Black China's big ass?
Yeah, well, what was the line before it? I thought that was in reference to DC.
He said, if China got pregnant, I would keep that shit. Like, oh, daddy, love you.
Great ass!
That's funny. When he said, oh, daddy, love you, I thought that was directed to Black China, not the baby. But I guess
maybe
it could be either one. Take your pick.
That's true.
Oh, you got a big ass!
Anyway, congratulations to them.
Congratulations to Dream. She'll be a lovely older sister.
Yeah, and King will be a great older brother, I'm sure. King
what kind
Dream.
Of a wiener name is that?
King. Well,
King and Dream.
They have another kid named King?
Yeah, Tyga. She has a baby with Tyga.
And its name is King? I did not know that.
Yes.
Thanks for taking up space in my head.
Selena Gomez? Wasn't Tyga and Selena Gomez an item back
then? No, he was with her sister-in-law, Kylie.
Oh, that's what I missed. All the family. Got it.
Yeah. Lovely, lovely situation, and I'm sure they'll be very happy for, I would say, I don't see any reason those two won't stay together forever.
Matchup made in heaven.
I can't
three
imagine.
Kids by three different men.
What could break them up?
And for the record, I had her mistaken. It was Nicki Minaj who was in the final four, along with Snooki, Oprah, and the winner, pregnant Jessica Simpson.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Gross.
A pregnant Black China might have went a little longer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did anyone see the picture of Tom Brokaw on the Daily Mail today?
No, I couldn't Tom find Brokaw. The one you were talking about.
Search Tom Brokaw, Daily Mail. He's walking. His hair's blown all over the place. He's walking out of NBC.
Poor bastard.
And his nipples are piercing through. I swear, I've never seen a guy with harder nipples in my life.
Really?
As he's being accused by a third woman.
Who is in disgust. The Me Too.
Well, come on. It was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
She wasn't disgusting.
Zoot has her phone number. You want to call her?
Sure.
What's her name? My gosh. What's wrong with his? What is he
I know.
Wearing?
Look at that. Look at that. Isn't that weird?
He's losing it.
It's he like is so excited.
It's like a dry fit. Instead of a three-quarter zip, it's like a one-quarter. What would that be? Because it goes three-quarters. So instead of a three-quarter zip.
I was so focused on his hard nipples.
Wow.
That I didn't even realize what he was wearing. Isn't that weird?
He can slay dragons.
Looks like he's got B cups, too.
Well,
I don't think that's very nice, Drew.
No, I don't think he's got boobs. I just think those nipples are poking out. They can cut glass.
They could.
He was a little excited. Maybe it was cold out.
I don't know. I think he's excited thinking about this chick.
It's a hip outfit.
Yeah, that's why his nipples are hard.
He was
just got done. What was that? That was Megyn Kelly.
He was the anchor at KNBC in 1968 when this happened.
This is Kelly.
And this story made me laugh because I really feel like I got to the bottom of it. He rode over to this woman's house on his motor scooter. She was a reporter also. I think he thought he was hot coming over on the motor scooter. I think he thought that was cool.
Where was this again?
In L.A.
L.A.
KNBC. Yeah. He was anchoring at the time. And she said they were talking on the couch, and then he abruptly embraced her and started French kissing her, which to me seems very nerdy. And he is a nerd. I mean, he sort of grew out of being a total. I think at heart he's a nerd. She said she
reminded, most of these guys?
Yeah, most of them are. Most of them. You get those, you know, there's the stud scud Arthur Kent.
I want to kiss you.
I think he thinks he's hot.
Do you mean most of the Me Tooers or most of the news
most
people?
These news people. Like, what's his name? Who's the first guy that got, not Lauer, the first.
Charlie Rose?
Yeah, Charlie Rose.
Yeah, total nerd.
Yeah, we talked about.
Oh, Charlie Rose is a stud. What are you guys talking about?
Talked about all those guys. You know, they finally have their crack at.
I want to kiss you.
Exactly.
Charlie Rose pulled the nude move.
I know. I wish I could pull the nude move. I wish I could just pull the nude move.
No, you don't.
Anytime I want somebody.
You don't want to pull the nude move.
Do it right now. Drew comes down the steps nude.
Drew's nude and on Facebook.
How long did Drew sit down here nude before we said something?
I hope it wouldn't be long. Jesus.
Oh, I'd pretend like
I interrupted him
pulling the nude move on the show.
I interrupted him a couple weeks ago when his fly was down.
I'd pretend like everything was normal to see how long you would sit here to be nude.
I might get comfortable.
Would he wear his baseball cap at least?
He can actually kiss you with his butthole.
You could be nude, Drew, but you got to wear your baseball.
Okay. I would. I probably would. Anyway, the girl, once she was embraced and French kissed, she said, I reminded him that he was married, and he said, you're right. It would be unfair to Meredith.
Oh, God.
And then she said she was not interested in him as a sex partner.
Ouch! Oh, ouch! And then he had to drive around on his scooter.
And it made me uncomfortable. Ooh. Oh, and Megyn Kelly came out to say that the 60 women who signed the letter about how wonderfully...
This is Kelly.
And by the way, how stupid is that? I mean, they did it for Al Franken.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like six other chicks come forward to say, yeah, he did it to me too. All that means is that he either was an equal of yours and he didn't feel comfortable doing it, or he just didn't think you were hot enough to bother. Or he never had the opportunity. It doesn't mean... Just because he was nice to someone... I don't know. I thought his...
Why would you sign that if you felt forced to sign it? Doesn't mean anything.
Who said they felt that way? By the way,
the Post, Page Six wrote an article about it.
Well, he's a big guy at NBC, even though he's really on special assignment. He does stuff there, and he's
part of history.
The staffer said we felt forced to sign the letter supporting Brokaw. We had no choice, particularly lower level staffers. Like, they're going to fire you over that. The letter was being handed around the office, and an unspoken threat was that if your name was not on it, there'd be repercussions down the road.
Fake news.
I don't believe that.
It's like signing a birthday card.
Executives are watching to see who signed and who didn't. Come on. Brokaw hasn't done anything. He shows up on, what, election night? And
yeah, but he's employed by NBC.
Barely.
I don't know. I really thought the girl he attacked was not a good person to attack. His side of it made no sense. He acted like she was so embittered. I got her job at Fox, and she hates me. And it's like, she hasn't been in the business in 13 years. What would be her... I don't know. It's just very strange.
Tom Brokaw, the original Jonah Stillman.
Oh.
Who's here?
I don't know. Did it blow open?
I think the door blew open.
Cool. Dogs are right on it. Way to go, Mags.
Did you like my analogy?
Scared me.
I don't know. What was
the original Jonah Stillman?
Oh. The original Jonah Stillman.
Capitalizing on a generation.
That's great.
Honestly, for a while, that's all Brokaw was doing was...
Yeah, the great generation.
Please welcome Jonah Stillman!
This is a generation. I communicate writing letters.
It's good, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What is the...
All you gotta do is talk like this and then... just talk like this.
I couldn't pull it off.
Just talk like this.
Lower your head.
See,
that's good too. That's kind of excellent.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's great technique. What's the lady's name?
Yimbo.
Let's call her. Oh, Hall Financial Hotline is open for business.
Zooves, do you have it? Or did you give it to Brandon?
They're going for 1,000 five-star ratings this year.
Her name is Mary Reinhold.
They don't have it already?
No. That's 1,000 refis, a lot of refis.
Oh, okay.
They had over 300 last year, so that's a lot of refis.
I can't wait till 3 a.m. when Tom Brokaw writes another email about this one.
What's he going to say?
I don't know. He's going to rip her a new one with a very large vocabulary.
Is it Mary Reinhardt, did you say?
Yes.
I get Butthead and Tom Brokaw to kind of come together when I do that voice.
Maybe if you talk like Butthead on the lower your tongue. NBC Nightline Earls.
So ridiculous.
Beavis.
Yeah.
Huh?
Is this Mary Reinhardt? I got on my skip.
This is not the song I thought I was going to
be. Nice music choice.
It
was 7 o'clock news.
I wonder, can we find one of my favorite parodies of all time? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Tom Brokaw parody?
Yeah.
Bob Rivers?
I think Ed Kelly did it. Talking like, because he always did a great Brokaw.
Ed's voices are amazing.
This is Kelly.
Is talking like Brokaw.
We forgive him for working with Mitch Albom. He worked for the American Comedy Network when we used to have them as an affiliate. So we used to get his stuff. It was always great. There was a guy in New Haven that used to do a lot of voices for the American Comedy Network named Dale Reeves. Unbelievable voice guy. Incredible.
You guys know Eric Harthen?
Negative.
No? He does. He's a great voice guy as well. Great guy. He's doing stuff. I think he works with Ed Kelly now as we
speak.
Does
he? Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. And there's my dear friend Rich Little, who Zip and I had that great appearance with when four blue hairs showed up, and he had more security guards with him than there were people in line.
Rich Little, man.
And he took it out on us. You know, it wasn't our fault. Right. Oh, boy, was he a hothead.
Right, this is a good song.
This is Mary.
It's perfect.
Wait. Is this a fake version?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be
Something
completed.
Something sounds weird.
Is this the live? Beginning sounded off.
Is it live?
The guitar sounds
weird. Yeah, it's not Fleetwood Mac. Damn it. God, I hate these fake versions. Is this YouTube?
Yeah.
Why don't we use Google Play? We have it.
Yeah. No, I got it. Here we go. Yeah.
Are you going to go see him when they come to LCA?
I'm excited about Fleetwood Mac with...
Not if Andrew Costan's not on the...
Without
on the
Buckingham?
Battle. Well, Mike Campbell from Tom Petty and Tim Finn from Crowded House.
Did you see their interview on CBS this morning?
Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Maybe about a week ago. It was really good. And basically, they wanted a tour and he didn't. So they said, all right, see ya.
He wanted them to wait till 2019 something. He's like, are you kidding?
No, Stevie said, I need the money now.
Yeah, it amazes me how much those people need money still. Isn't it weird?
It's very odd.
What kind of lifestyle can they possibly have?
But all I could think of the whole time Stevie was there was just how vulnerable she is.
Stevie Nicks.
Everybody slept with her.
I know. She has very low self-esteem.
They got robbed, considering, you know, what they could have made. Don't you think all those stars?
Well, in their early records, they probably. But I think Fleetwood Mac should have
made a ton of money. Yeah, Fleetwood.
They all wrote songs too. It wasn't like one person wrote all the songs or two people. Are we looking for a phone number? Was that not Mary?
I thought we had it. Didn't
our girl? I heard a doo doo doo.
No worries.
Maybe I missed my dial with my huge fingers.
It's always worth hearing a song off Rumors. I always liked The Chain.
What year was this?
I thought the 77.
I was going to say 76.
Did you like it when they performed it with the USC Marching Band?
No, that was Tusk.
Wasn't The Chain. Oh, God, you're right. Sorry.
Tusk is a great song. I love that song. That record got just nailed because it came after Rumors, but I thought Tusk was really good. The song Tusk is awesome.
Who are we calling?
Mary.
Mary Reinhardt, Tom Brokaw's...
Mary.
You have reached 732.
We can't take your phone call right now. Please leave your name and phone number, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Mary. Is this you? My name is Drew. I'm calling. We're working with the Me Too movement, and we wanted to cite you for your bravery in speaking out about Tom. Hopefully, it is the right person. You know what I'm talking about. If not, just erase this message. Anyway, if you have a chance, please call back on the 248 number. Thank you very much. And again, we really are impressed with your coming out and speaking out. You know, it took a lot of had to be very difficult. Thank you, Mary.
Nice lie, baby.
That was well done.
Oh, no, I am. I'm impressed with her bravery.
Nice lie.
This is that bass drum.
It's been a quiet week for me. Flash Phelps is off this week on vacation.
What?
Yeah.
He takes a lot of vacations, doesn't he?
He does. He takes a lot of vacations.
Jeez. You can't run Best Of?
No, oh, phone. Notice.
Oh, is that Mary?
No, that's a spoof number. Pick it up.
Hello? Hello?
Who are you?
Yellow. The color yellow?
Yellow.
Is anybody there?
Is this Mary? Well, Mary, you're very brave. Okay. Is this a Lindsey Buckingham song?
Yeah.
I think so. I kind of think it is.
Now, was he the Buckinghams back in the 60s as well?
No, no, that's a Chicago band.
That's completely different.
That was just kind of a drag.
Yeah, Susan.
Susan Buckingham?
Oh, Susan was the name of the song.
Oh, I don't remember the song, yeah. Susan. I just remember kind of a drag.
So the Buckinghams had nothing to do with Lindsey Buckingham.
No.
Okay.
Mark, I thought you were going to play Tusk.
Oh, you wanted me to?
Yeah, the USC marching band.
Hey, fun fact. The Chain is the only song from the album credited to all five members.
Nice sound quality, by the way.
Though it does come from the solo work.
It's credited to all five?
Yeah.
Really?
Look at the band.
You know what? They played with them a bunch of times.
The USC marching band on the tour for this?
This is from 1979, Dodger
Stadium.
Is this
live?
I guess.
I remember seeing video of them recording this. It's pretty cool.
That's what this is, I think. But didn't they perform it at some award
show?
Yeah,
they performed with the USC band. There it is. There's Lindsay.
There's on the phone.
Listen to that brass section. Oh, thanks a lot. I can't enjoy one fucking song on this show. That's some guy they had to cut from the USC marching band.
This is just the band in Lindsey Buckingham playing it in 2015.
What?
The band plays it all the time for home games.
Oh, they do? Oh, and he's on the field with a guitar?
No. He was doing a performance and they showed up. And somebody filmed it with their camera phone, thankfully.
So we say they kind of drowned Lindsay out.
Did you see the email about Coachella and camera phones?
Oh yes, I did. I sure did.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That was really
no
funny.
Hyperbole.
That reminds me of what they were talking about the prom. Was it the prom is just a bunch of people on their phone? And we need to talk about the prom, by the way. It was a video. Somebody just was zooming their camera around to all these people on their phone. They were just on their phone.
Right.
There was just a beautiful sunny day. They're in the middle of Coachella, and they're all on their phone.
Telling people they're at Coachella.
Probably.
Yeah, taking Instagram photos.
Who's on the phone?
That was really... Like they're all posed.
I know, it's so weird.
Here's a thanks for listening to the podcast, but how did the Jack Black concert go without the phones? Did you guys hear about that?
Well, the Jack White.
Jack, right? Jack White. What did I say? Jack Black? Black. Jack White. Yeah, sorry. I heard that they had they gave them bags.
Yeah,
they,
yes.
They put their phones in, yeah. And they lock them.
It actually sounds like it went a lot smoother than you would have thought, and people enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's no
because
big
of that.
I don't know. Would I enjoy a concert more because no one had their phone? I don't think a phone's ever kept me from enjoying a concert.
Supposedly,
I would leave my phone.
Not
leave
having
my,
it or having it.
Not either way, I don't think it would make a difference. If I had to lock my phone, I would leave my phone at home before I would lock my phone.
But a lot of people just film it now, which is annoying to other concert goers. It really doesn't bother me that much.
It doesn't bother
me that
much.
I just think it's ridiculous when people are filming stuff that is on TV.
But what about emergencies? What if they need to call somebody? What if they need to call the Uber?
There was an earthquake!
You could have stepped down and went to like one of the ushers and they would have unlocked it for you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but how do you know there's an emergency?
But a lot of people just leave their phones in their car because they don't want to have the bag.
Correct.
Guess what? People went to Woodstock for 3 fucking days and didn't have a phone and the world kept going somehow.
It did.
Yeah, think of all those emergencies they missed out on.
This idea that everyone has to have a phone at all times is so stupid. I mean, honestly, I was thinking
about what we say about our kids. What about our kids?
Oh, there's my phone.
As I was walking the dogs today, I was having some deep thoughts. It's one of my times I get to think to myself. And I was thinking about social media and telephones and just how dumb we've gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this girl who wears the dress to the prom that is a Chinese dress of some kind.
Yeah.
Did you read that story?
Yeah, in Utah.
Okay, I wasn't even going to get into this yet, but I will right now because it's so dumb.
It's right now.
Stupid.
And I can't believe we've allowed it to get this far without going, okay, this has to stop.
But a lot of this is just, don't you think it's phony and fake outrage?
Yeah, I do, but people
it's a lot
buy
of rabble. Yeah, because the media makes a story and...
I know, but people suffer for it. I mean, the people who get... This girl, okay, she just puts a picture of herself enjoying the prom on Instagram, and someone says, "Oh my God, that she's culturally appropriating that Chinese dress."
Do you know how much is this dress worth?
So, she bought it at a vintage clothing store. By the way, shouldn't they be in trouble
for selling it?
Yeah, they sold it to a person.
Everything here would be designer: Gucci, Louis, Versace.
Unless they're Asian,
they sold it to it. No, they sold it to a Chinese, a girl who's not Chinese, and they didn't warn her not to wear it.
Ooh,
they sold it to her.
Buyer beware.
So anyway, the girl says, "I'm showing my appreciation of your culture. I was in no way making fun of your culture." And then people answer, "I think it would be acceptable and appreciative if you did research on traditional clothing, educate yourself on its importance, and gain permission from multiple people from that culture to wear it in certain settings."
That cannot be real.
Who? No, it is a real response. Who has time for this? And by the way, if only Chinese people can wear it, why is it being sold in America? There's no market for it. I mean, well, there's a market for it, but it's very small. Would someone making a dress really only want Chinese people to wear their dress?
I don't know, but there's got to be a lot of nuance between a Chinese, Japanese, Filipino,
exactly.
Any kind of Oriental Asian dress.
So anyway, this girl, you know, who suggests doing all this research and spending a few days, you know, working on the dress and her ability to wear it. The next person says, "Just because a few Chinese people say it's okay doesn't mean it's okay to all of us.
Aye.
Cultural traditional dresses isn't, it's not meant to make you appear exotic. There's a long history behind the dress, and white people aren't part of it."
Oh. I quit.
I know.
Quit.
It's absolute madness.
Go, Whitey. No one cares about the whites.
What is going on? This girl could have just worn the thing to the prom and nothing would have happened.
It's not like she's
fine.
Dressed like a geisha.
No, she's wearing a dress.
So are they not allowed to shop at the Gap?
Well, you know,
American
you know,
clothes.
Really funny. My combative.
Saying the Gap is white.
Yeah, I guess it is. It's very white.
My combative self came out and thought the same thing. Okay,
yeah.
How do people appropriate white clothes, and how do I catch them doing it?
You're not allowed to wear. You're not allowed to go to the Gap. You're not allowed to wear jeans.
So I can go on their Instagram and bitch them out.
How about people start
caring?
Guess
that's all the whites can hope for these days.
I know. Really, who gives a fuck?
Nobody.
Why would anyone care?
Nobody.
And then there's a picture. Oh God. There's a picture, some guy posted a picture of his child who's at a restaurant with 7 other people having dinner. Did you see this?
Uh-huh.
They're praying, they're holding hands, they're saying grace before the meal.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, "Oh, isn't this nice? Look at these kids being respectful. They're out to dinner for the prom." Well, he gets bitched out with, among other posts, "My guess is their opinions on gay marriage, interracial families, equal rights, and other things we hold dear might not thrill you."
What? What?
That's just a shit stir.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
It's just a shit stir.
I know, but what are you doing on that man's page?
Stirring up shit.
Why?
Because people think it bothers other people, and it might bother that guy.
Oh, it led to a whole stream.
It's trolling.
Apparently the person took a screenshot and put it out, you know, about... Can you believe this ignorant person said this and that it's offensive to non-religious people and stirs up all this shit and this father now
God's
is having...
like, don't drag me into this.
What the fuck is wrong with people? Honest to God. I never dreamed there were so many fucked up people in this country.
I think you said it best. There's just too many voices.
Too many? You're right.
This is the devil. This phone.
The phone, true.
It's the social media.
Yeah, it's because you have the phone in your hand.
They're all part of each other. Anyway, I got an email. This is, God, I thought yesterday's show again. Did anybody listen to it besides me?
No.
It was a really funny show. It was a rollicking show. There was all stupid things and all for some reason everything worked. So Greg S. writes me back. We were trying desperately to help the illegitimate daughter of Jackie Chan, who is homeless. She and her girlfriend, and there are homeless shelters that people keep directing them to homeless shelters who keep saying they'd have to split them up and they couldn't scissor and have their love life be successful and flourish in a homeless shelter. So they don't want to do that.
Aren't there homeless husband and wives?
Apparently not. They split them up.
Okay,
and
they split
them
up.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, didn't Jerry Lewis's daughter... Why is it always...
Jerry!
Oh, he's Jerry Lewis's daughter, our only homeless
illegitimate
reference.
Illegitimate daughter.
It's our only homeless... But remember, at the end of the night, she'd cuddle up with that guy on the bench.
Oh, but the bench wasn't in the shelter, was it?
No.
Wasn't the bench outside the shelter?
That's public.
True.
I'm wondering if
that's
the shelter just... Yeah, the shelter probably just doesn't want sex going on.
No, they don't. Why don't they split up in the shelter and then get it on in a public restroom? That was my idea. What's wrong with that?
It's hard to scissor in a restroom.
Then people can't say it's just gays in the public restrooms.
Can't they just give it a rest for a night or two?
Wait, that's a good question. Are you?
Oh, they are gay. I'm sorry.
Can you have sex in a homeless shelter in general?
I guess I don't think it's a great idea. I mean, you're sleeping on a cot next to 20 other people.
I'm sure it happens.
And what if it breaks down to a giant homeless orgy? Come on. They deserve love, too.
They do. They deserve happiness. No question.
I don't think the shelter
It's not going to make it smell any worse.
I don't think the shelter wants a homeless orgy.
Well,
I really don't think that's a good
idea. Why not?
I don't. I just don't. Maybe I'm being... I guess I'm being too stiff.
You brought some condoms.
I don't mean to marginalize homeless orgy people.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
That's the first thing I thought of. Okay, Greg S. emailed us.
Soup kitchen?
We were looking for Elaine Ng, N-G, the mother of the illegitimate daughter of Jackie Chan, and we got a wrong number. And Greg says, guys...
No, we got the right one, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it was the
right one. We got the right one.
Well, we got the wrong one, too. We got the apparel store.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Sorry.
Your undercover network stretches far and wide, grew up in Detroit, now live and work in San Francisco. When you tried to call Elaine Ng yesterday, you called a woman who works in a fashion store next door to my office in San Francisco!
Wow.
What?
He says,
did you tell her?
He says, she sounds hot. I will do some reconnaissance to see if there's an Elaine Ng there. And I said, there's not Elaine Ng there. I mean,
no, of course not.
We're a little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
We wanted her comment, though.
But that's amazing. I mean, can you fucking believe that?
That's up there. I don't even. The only other ones that come close are the fact that the guy at GoDaddy knew the show.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
The guy in support. Or the guy you called the one day when you were dealing with your investments. Who's from Royal Oak?
That I'm surprised how often that happens. Michigan people seem to get around for never leaving the East Side, as I said yesterday. People never leave the East Side, do they, Maz?
No, once you're there, you don't go. By the way, Sunday we had a communion in Howell.
In Howell?
In Howell.
Oh my God!
Really? You got to
did
the
you get
West
a hotel
side?
Room?
We went out there. Yeah, my kids and I.
Did you leave 2 days early?
We're sitting in the pew, and our friends are having their daughter. She's having her first communion. So there's this little boy sitting next to my daughters and me with his parents. He couldn't have been cuter. You know, goes up. Everyone, all eyes were on this kid. He was putting on a show for the whole
like
hour. Nonetheless, you know, we all, you know.
Have you ever been in a swimming pool with him?
No, I haven't. He's not even 2 years old, Drew.
Oh, okay.
All right. So my kids can't stop talking about this kid all night. All of a sudden, like 8 o'clock at night, we're home. And they're talking about him to my wife, who couldn't go. She was at volleyball with Lily, so she couldn't go to the community.
Lucky.
So the girls were telling her about this little boy. All of a sudden, I get an email. not an email, like an instant message on Facebook. The guy's name's Jeff Belzak, and he's like, what did he write? Maz, I'm a big fan of the show. It was great to sit next to you in church today. Didn't want to bother you with your kids. Looks like you're feeling better. God bless you and your family. His kid's name is Kelvin.
Oh, it's his kid.
It's his kid.
Kelvin.
We're talking about him just that second, and he writes me. And, you know, who knew? Drew and Mike's big in, up in Howell. They love you in Howell.
Yeah, we've always had people in Howell.
I think you mean Howell.
It violates the stump the staff rule, but we're not playing right now. Mark Keeler sent me something about, Drew, I can't unsee Double Down now. It's like a virus or something. It's everywhere. And he sent me multiple headlines. Why the Simpsons creator Matt Groening doubling down on Apu is a bad look. Apu. Kyrie Irving, Nike double down on spreading flat earth ignorance. Bears double down on Mitch Trubisky help with wide receiver Allen Robinson, then tight end Trey Burton. Bond investors should double down on due diligence as yields rise. I mean, on and on and on and on. Double down is everywhere.
Here's another quick search. Phoenix Point doubled down on what made the original XCOM franchise. Whatever the hell that means.
Here's one. Twitter Rob doubles. Schneider is doubling down on his comments about Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Twitter doubled down on original shows with NBC Universal. U.S. doubled down on tracking North Korea ahead of Trump. Waffle House doubled down on Clemens' arrest as ACTA. I don't even know what the hell that one is. It's in all these headlines.
Hey, Maz, what time is Vinny from Sponge?
Any time from now till, you know, the next half an hour.
Michelle Wolf doubled down on Sarah Sanders
double
insults.
Fart.
I told him 4:45 to 5:15-ish.
Did you read Gary's article on him?
No, I didn't. Gary's tomorrow, though.
I saw Graf's picture. You guys put Graf's picture up.
Yeah. Didn't he look good?
Hey, Gary's all dressed up.
Looks good. I borrowed a suit coat from an anchor who wasn't
Who was interviewing him at that time?
Keenan.
Yeah, and you guys wrote, hope he did his homework for Gary. Gary would have ripped him.
Who's the great guitarist in Sponge? The original guitarist?
Vinny? Joey? Is it Joey?
Joey Mazzola?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There's another one, too.
That's right. Though. Yeah. It's funny. I was looking at the
Mike Cross?
I'm looking
Joey
at
Joey Mazzola were the originals.
I'm looking at members, and they show the current guys, and I was going, where's the guitarist? I know that's not his name, and there he is underneath Joey Mazzola. Yeah. He's great. I don't know. You'd think they'd still be playing together. But anyway, they're going to play together at the Detroit Music Awards Friday night, and I think it's cool. I mean, Sponge.
First time since 94 the original lineup together is together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That seems hard to believe, because 94 wasn't that right when the first record came out?
The original lineup.
Yeah.
No, I think, when did the first album come out? Because I would have thought it would have been after that.
They were formed in 91 by Vinny Dombrowski, Mike Cross, Tim Cross, and Joey Mazzola.
So we didn't see when we saw them at St. Clair Shores last year? That wasn't the originals?
No. No. Okay. I think Vinny, I'm not sure he's...
Remember Tim was the bassist for a while?
Yeah, Tim Krakowski.
Who helped us.
Yeah.
He bought a car from Zod Ford.
That's right. Tim's a great dude.
Yeah, we worked with Tim for a while, goofing around. Let's see.
He always says, tell Drew and Mark if they need me. I'm there.
Okay. He's a sharp guy. He knows a lot about a lot. Great singer, great musician, too. Okay, Joey was with him until 2004. And Mike and Tim were with him until 2001. Charlie Grover.
Yeah, Charlie. That's right.
Oh, my God. What a drummer. I wonder if all these guys will be there. Hopefully. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah, absolutely. We got to ask Vinny about what happened in Europe, too.
Such a great story.
We were remiss last time we talked to him. Vinny walked out on a pretty major tour, wasn't it?
With Alice in Chains.
Yeah. And apparently it was a personal thing.
Wasn't it over a woman?
I believe he missed his girlfriend.
Hey, woman.
Yeah. I'm not sure how much that hurt Sponge, but it couldn't have helped.
He's got a good woman now, though.
Oh, I'm sure he does. I saw her. She was at the show. Huh? Yeah.
Mimi.
Yeah, let's call Vinny. Why not? I love these guys.
Mark.
I like the third record that kind of bombed. New Pop Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
They came in when they put that out.
Once again, is there an alternative station playing this in this market?
You know, that's a great question. Does Riff play this?
I don't know.
Hello?
Vinny!
Vinny!
Yes.
It's Drew.
And Maz.
Hey. And Mark. And Brandon.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Great.
How you doing, Benny?
Congratulations.
Hey, any day I get out of bed, put your feet on the ground, I deserve congratulations. Don't you?
Well, we weren't even congratulating you on that, but congratulations on that, too. Friday night, the original band is honored at the Detroit Music Awards. And, you know, I was kind of thinking it's about time. I mean, I couldn't believe you hadn't been honored sooner. That's the band I think of that period from here that made it the farthest or did the best. And you're still going. But how are things with the original guys, Vinny?
You know, I do on occasion have to deal with some business with the fellas, a couple of the guitar players, and, you know, we do speak from time to time, although I haven't seen the bass player since he got off the bus in 1997.
he got off the bus and that's the last time you saw him?
Yeah.
Can you give us just sort of the general PR version as to why he got off the bus? I mean, that doesn't sound good.
Well, you know what? I think for years, when my egomania was peaking, I blamed it all on me. But since I don't believe I got that much power, I certainly take some credit in that. But I think perhaps he felt that he was done for a while or a time or something like that. So, of course, I have no animosity. I know everybody's got their own limits and their own boundaries, and I think that he certainly had enough of rock and roll at that point in his life. But I think I'll see him around 8 o'clock tonight. We'll pick up where we left off.
Oh, cool. First time in 21 years?
I would think that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, the math's right. If your story's right, my math is right. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's correct.
Does he do something with music still?
Good question. I don't know. I have not talked to him in the same amount of time. I don't know. So I guess we'll have to sit and catch up. It might take all night.
And he's going to play Friday night?
Yeah.
This is starting to sound very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about specifically? Because I know it's Mike, Tim, and Joey, right?
Yeah, it's Tim and Mike, our brothers.
Right.
And that would be the... We've had a lot of Tim bass players, I think. I think that was a prerequisite to being in the band. We had...
Every Tim bass Patterson. Player's been a Tim.
Tim
Krukowski. Oddly enough, yeah. Tim Krukowski was a bass player for many years. And, of course, Tim Cross.
And Tim Cross is the guy that got off the bus.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Did Mike Cross stayed on the bus
for a while?
he didn't get off at the next stop.
He did not get off at the next stop. You know, I mean, I look at it like, you know, Joey hung in there. I think the longest with me. We were like the back lounge dudes, and the guys that initially got off the bus, they were the front lounge dudes. So it's like two different worlds when you're on a bus. You got living like the back lounge and then living like the front lounge. It was two worlds, you know?
Well, you know, when we see your videos on MTV and we see Sponge on David Letterman and we're all rooting for you guys and the records are getting played, and I remember driving home to Chicago and hearing Sponge the whole way home on radio stations, you think it's this beautiful, glamorous life, and I'm sure for a short time there were probably a lot of really nice perks, but bands that make it, even like you guys did, go through a lot of hell.
And it's really a lot of abnormal abuse, and I haven't even thought about how abnormal it all was until a couple of years ago. Started writing the newest Sponge record, and you know, a lot of the things that you go through. I grew up in Detroit, and I'm talking about. I spent 34 years in the city. I raised a family in Detroit, and what we went through regarding. I'm not saying we were abused by anybody in particular, but I mean, it really takes a lot to live in a city or live in a city at that time. It was really tough. So you really get used to taking a lot of crap. So the music business, you know, to me was relatively simple compared to the crap I had dealt with prior to the success of Fun. But it's just, I think the trap, some of the other trapping, the success starts to mess with your head a little bit, and you lose some perspective. So it ain't so hard. It's a head mess with you sometimes, you know?
Hell yeah. And you have you and Joey been always on good terms? He's such a great player.
Joey's a great player. But, you know, about 2003, he got an offer to play with the Cobras, you know? And the Cobras were this very cool up-and-coming band at the time. And Sponge's star was, you know, waning. It was kind of... And have you guys ever seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, when I saw that movie, I go, man, that, oh, I really resonate with a lot of that because it's just those dark times. People go, oh, man, it must be great being in a band. What they don't understand is if you stick with it, it really gets strange. It's like that movie with Jeff Bridges or with Blackheart or something like that. It's weird, kind of like you can't, I mean, people either talk about your most miserable failures or your tip-top successes. But that weird stuff that happens in between, when you're talking about it going on 10, 15, 20 years, people don't get that. All of a sudden you show up someplace and you go, oh, it's great to see you. It must be a great ride doing what you do. The ride is pretty incredible. And those weird times, man, it's strange. So I haven't seen Joe really for a while. And Joe kind of left when the Sponge star had kind of started to fade. So you know, I don't think I have any resentment, but I'll find out tonight.
Taking you back to 94 and Plowed takes off all across America after Sony signed you. But one of the last markets to really jump on board is Detroit. How frustrating was that, wondering why is it not being played in Detroit? We're a Detroit band.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because I was talking to somebody about this. They're like, you know, what was this pinnacle moment in when you really understood that things were starting to pop in? It was like when Bob banged in Detroit. I go, finally, because it was banged in L.A. from what I recall. It was getting banged in New York, you know, but we're going, why are we being shunned from radio in Detroit? And eventually, but, you know, truth be told, it was, you know, probably like Freeman Scott back in the day. Lee Candina Menasha was on air on, I think it was on the Riff at that time. So, as well as he still is, but, you know, it wasn't, the Fog wasn't that big, super fun hit like it was around the country.
Wow, that's strange. I mean, it makes sense having worked there myself. I mean, it's beyond belief. But Sponge was taken off. You guys were grungy sounding. I love your sound. I love Plowed. Actually,
it was different, yeah.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, I can't even put my finger on what it is. It's just great.
And you like the record that didn't really make it.
New Pop Sunday. I like songs in it. I don't know if you play anything on New. Do you play anything off New Pop Sunday anymore?
We do. There's a girl in New York that likes the song. Lackluster Love. So when we're in New York, we typically play that song. She's got one fan that loves that record.
I can do better than that. I like a couple songs. I'm going to bring it up here just to remind myself what the songs were. But that song was, or that record was kind of that sent things in the wrong trajectory, not to bring up a shitty subject. Oh, Live Here Without You. That's a great song, Vinny. The vocal is fantastic, as always.
Well, I appreciate that. Understand this, though. This is the first record. Like, we made that record almost two times. And the first time we made it with the legendary rock and roll producer, John Kolodny, who you've seen on The Simpsons, hanging out with Aerosmith. He's made records with AC/DC. But the label wanted us to make a record with John. And we made that record, and the label didn't like the record. Frankly, we weren't happy with the record either. So the label was like, you know what? You guys need to start using outside writers. And I think, well, now what I'm going to write songs, write big ballads like Aerosmith. It probably would have been great for our careers. But we ended up taking a large part of that record and finishing it with Celine, moving labels. But it turned out to be very poppy at a time when radio was turning really heavy. And that's where our fans kind of got derailed from us, I think. And the new fans we could have had kind of got derailed from us.
Yeah, it is poppy. It's got good hooks. You got Live Here Without You? Yeah, there we go. Let's listen to this for a minute. Let's relive the downfall of Sponge. Kidding, Vinny. Kidding, kidding, kidding.
She said that we were bulls.
Vinny, will you get like 6 cents for this playing, or is it like 0.06 cents?
If you spun that 25,000 times, I would get probably 0.05 cents.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Listen to this hook, though. This is a good hook.
Drew, are you requesting this on for Friday night?
No, he's not going to play it Friday night. I know he's not going to play it Friday night. But Vinny, that song's like, it sounds like a 90s hit to me. I don't know. I really like it.
You know what? I think that we should have sold the song to Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20. I think he would have done great with that tune. Quite frankly, the song was pretty much written when we were doing pre-production with John Kaladner. The last part that you played, was written. I went to the bathroom and came back. I had to take a leak. So John Kaladner said to me, he goes, "You know, Vinny, I think you need a chorus for this song." And I go, "Okay, John, I'll be right back." So I went to the bathroom real quick, and I said, "How does this sound?" And he goes, "That's great, Vinny." And then we finished writing the song. And we recorded it.
I love it.
So you never play that live anymore?
Remember I told you, we got the one girl in New York.
Okay,
like
but
Blacklisted Buff.
Live Here Without You.
One fan that loves to hear that song.
But I'm a fan, and I like Live Here Without You.
Not all about you, sweetheart.
I guess not.
You got to come to the show. Come to the show and request it, and we will play it. I don't think we got enough time to play it on Friday. I think we're going to stick with the mega hit, and Live Here Without You. We'll be sidelined.
For sure.
How long are you going to be able to play on Friday?
I think perhaps 3 to 4 songs. Okay. 3 to 4 songs. So that could be about 10 to 15 minutes. Depends on how much talking I do. So discourage me from talking between songs.
3 or 4 songs is not enough. I think the crowd should demand an encore or two.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's all up to the crowd. They want to hear more. Damn it, we'll play a couple more songs without a doubt. So, but I'm still not certain Live Here Without You is going to make a cut. my heart is going too dark to deliver that correctly, I think.
Okay.
Are you guys are you guys locked and loaded for, like, I don't know, some of the stuff around here, Arts, Beats, and Eats coming up in the summer, and that St. Clair Shores show you guys put on in the summer as well. Those were great shows. Are you guys doing any of those again?
Yeah, September 22nd. It's looking like we'll be doing the big Rockin' the Shores festival sponsored by Royal Bunch. Yep.
Awesome. Oh, Vinny got the sponsor in?
He did.
Wow, nice. See, yeah. That's the mature Vinny.
right. I'm legit now. I'm legit.
Vinny,
I've gone above board.
I know you guys did a lot of talk shows when you started hitting it big. You did Conan, you did Letterman, Jon Stewart had a show. What was that whole scene like? Did you prefer one over the other? Did one host really dig your music? Because I think Letterman would kind of be into it.
Yeah, he was into it. But, you know, it's like Letterman was somebody that I watched, for years prior to doing the show. So it kind of freaked me out a little bit going on the show, being on the show that I go, wow, this is really cool. Like Jon Stewart was brand new. Conan was brand new. So those were cool. But like the big deal was like, Letterman in that Ed Sullivan Theater. That was cool.
Yeah, that's really funny. It's exciting to have bands come in and to think that the band would be sort of intimidated by the show, I guess. But Letterman was huge then. I mean, he was a monster. So
Ed Sullivan Theater, too.
Yeah, Ed Sullivan Theater.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Beatles were here.
Yep.
Now up from Detroit, fun.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really something.
I didn't even think of that aspect.
Yeah.
Hey, now playing with the original guys, I think it'll be magical. I'm sure it will. All of you, you'll probably be like riding a bicycle again. But do you have?
As long as they get by tonight. As they get through.
That's
tonight.
True. 21 years is a long time.
Exactly.
I'm assuming there's a couple rehearsals. I mean, this isn't going to be wing it, is it?
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a couple rehearsals. Certainly, I could talk to you guys. You want to stop down and do a little visiting. We'll be down in Hamtramck tonight, tomorrow, doing some rehearsals. But, you know, it's just, yeah, it's, I think it's just dusting off some things and hopefully not getting carried away with partying.
You got to take the girls to school in the morning now, all right? So you got to get to sleep early.
You know what? I don't care when I go to bed. I always get up, man, take the kids to school.
I know you do.
Okay, I want to know who is typically more often late bringing the kids to school, you or Maz?
Oh.
It's definitely me. It's definitely me.
Really?
Vinny's there, walking his girls. He's got his hat on, you know, barely on his head.
Yeah.
Just sits it right on
top.
That's
his style.
That's his style. He walks in. He always has the same look, and that's it. Takes the girls to school, gives me a hello, Maz, and moves on.
And then Tom ignores it.
I got to tell you, I can't miss a beat with that because I can stay out late, right? I can do whatever I want for the most part. But if I goof that up, my wife would never let me live it down. So I got to be really so cool with that.
How is the other band doing, the Orbitsons?
Orbitsons are just on fire, man. We did a great thing over the weekend. We recorded a live record downtown at Motor City Brewing Works, and it was a free show, and the band sounded great. We had such a great lineup of guys in the band. We always do, and just a ball, you know, just a ball to play. I'm a lucky SOB.
And you're blowing off your usual Friday opening gig this week. Don't you guys usually do Sabbies on the first Friday night?
That's going to be the official fun DMA after show party at Sabby's. The Orbit's going to play.
Nice. Look at, you hear that, Drew?
Sweet.
We got to go.
Not inside information
it's
here.
It's going to be off the hook, man.
Yeah, I want to see the music awards now. I'm actually, I mean, I just.
Do the music awards, then we'll go to Sabby's when we're done. We'll do a doubleheader.
I saw Gary Graff on Channel 7 talking about it, and I was like, well, I bet they'd be good. Now, what about the current members of Sponge? Is that a little weird, or will they show up and be real positive about it? Because if I was in the current Sponge, I'd be going, I don't know about Vinny playing with the old guys. What if the old magic's back?
Well, you know, this is about this particular Roddy Piñata record. So it's like a special award for the Roddy Piñata record, the dudes in the band at that time. That's how it's going to roll out. I explained it all to the fellas. So they've been aware of this thing right from the beginning. You know, I've discussed it with them. We've been on the road for many, many dates. We have many, many dates, that we're doing, throughout the rest of the year. So they've been in on the info from the beginning with this thing. So yeah, it's you know, Billy, our drummer, he's been in the band. He's sitting there in the dressing room the other day, man. We're playing with Fuel, the band Fuel. We were out in just outside of Dayton, Ohio, Versailles, Ohio, last weekend, and he's sitting there telling me, he goes, you know, we're getting ready for a gig. He goes, and I didn't know whether he was telling me because he was appalled or he was happy about it. He said, I've been in the band now 18 years. And I just go, for God's sake, dude, you've been putting up with this bullshit 18 years, man. I was like, this guy deserves the award on Friday night. Matter of fact, I think I'm just going to dedicate my award to Billy the drummer.
Vinny, last time we talked, I don't know how, it's funny because Mark and I talked about it before we talked to you, and I was reminded that we didn't bring it up. Something happened in the tour in Europe, and somebody went home early for some reason. I was kind of a big deal at the time, and I don't know what's crazy, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, and I'll set it up with this. Me and the guys, we just did this thing. It was an incredible, incredible thing out in Connecticut about a month ago. It was called Bands and Brains. Guy's got a company called Zanabi Data. That's kind of a data mining company, but he wanted to put together bands and other movers and shakers that do stuff like tag sharks in the ocean and stuff. So I was part of a panel. There was three of us on the panel. One guy dealt with non-profit. The name of the fund will come to me in a minute. But another fellow was the dude that had a show on the History Channel, I believe, called. It was a shark tagging show. Anyhow, they're talking to all of us. They have questions for all of us. The first question that came to me was, talk to me about your biggest failure. And I was like, and this is a live audience, too. And they're asking me about my biggest failure. So I start this story up, the one that you're asking about, which was basically going AWOL on a high-profile tour in Europe, you know. You guys got time to hear this?
Yeah, what year was it?
Yeah. 97.
97. Okay, yeah, yeah. I was kind of, it's
that's
pretty
the same year the guy walked off the bus. A lot of AWOL that year.
No, it's just the idea that somebody walks off a big tour, and I know there's big bands on it and big crowds. It's kind of a big deal, and I know it's been a long time, so it probably isn't that painful to talk about it, is it? Hopefully.
Listen, we don't need to get in all the details, and I do not mind talking about it. But, you know, it's basically I bought myself a one-way ticket to rehab. I needed a break, you know? And the thing about it is, it's like when you're in a band and all you do is you're in a band and you got a family at home and you don't see them anymore and you're trying to have some kind of relationship, but those things don't seem to work either. So you're gone a lot, you're working a lot, you write a record, you promote the record. You know, we probably toured on that record, the first record, for 2 years, went right back into the studio, recorded the second record, and went right back out on the road. And make no mistake, it's like whatever cliche rock and roll stuff you guys have heard about, I was getting involved with all that stuff out there. So I'm up for like 3 days in a row. And we're out on the road with Soundgarden and Moby and a band called 11. So it's a really, really good tour. However, the folks that we're playing for, they have no idea who we are. They don't know anything about American radio. We're like first band out. So we're playing all our songs. And I'm getting kind of, I'm bored. You know, I'm just going, these people aren't getting this stuff, you know? So we play a song that we played in our set by Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. We played that song, and our manager in the UK at the time in Europe, she came to me after we played that set. She was appalled. She said, you appear to be a cover band. These promoters that I bring to see you guys perceive you now as a cover band. She goes, this tour is over for you. You might as well go home. Oh. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I've been up 3 days. I've been driving to Autobahn, you know what I mean, cruising around with quote-unquote a friend. And, man, I'm ready to take a break, you know what I mean? So, man, I went to the airport. Man, I got my American Express card, and I hit the airport 5 o'clock in the morning in Cologne, Germany, and I say, man, give me a ticket to any town, USA. 5 o'clock a.m., flight to New York. I don't even live in New York, man. I'm just like, get me back home. Greyhound bus from New York to Detroit, and then right from Detroit to Minnesota to hit Hazelden Rehab. That was it, man. And then right after 28 days, baby, right back out on the road.
Wow. Hey, Vinny, you left out the part about where you met with everybody and said that you wanted to do this.
That's funny. Well, that's a great record. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Vinny, what tour was that? Who else was on that tour?
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Well, I didn't hear him say it.
Yeah, Soundgarden.
11, Soundgarden.
Moby.
What are you, Baz?
Huh?
No, I was talking to Mark. I'm sorry, Vinny.
No, we're giving him a hard time, Vinny. We assign people points for not listening, not paying attention.
Oh, good God. But yeah, man. I mean, it was a big deal, you know. It was a great tour. It was a great opportunity for us. But I apparently thought my needs were more important than the tour's needs. So, you know, I took it upon myself to freak out. So.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's such a – I'm sure there was part of you saying, well, if I just suck it up for a little longer. But, you know, when you reach that point – and, you know, I'm sure who could be upset about it when you come back a meaner, leaner Vinny, hopefully.
Was that tour before or after the 97 tour you did with Iggy Pop?
That was before.
That was before. So then after Hazelden, you had a tour with Iggy Pop?
That's correct.
How was touring with Iggy?
That would be tough.
We were kicking ass. And that was a great tour. It was Reverend Hort Heath. When Seven Dust first came out. And understand this, Iggy, in my world, was a huge star. But Iggy, as far as the Iggy, everybody came to know when the Stooges kind of reformed and people began to understand the history of what Iggy was, the Stooges was. That's when I think his star just blew out again. But prior to that, he was younger than me at the time, and his band sounded great, but people didn't know who to ask he was. We would go out and kick ass, and then he would close the show. So Reverend Horton, he played Seven Dust. We played right before Iggy would go on. Well, we played a show in Chicago, and he wrote the language. He's deciding to dive off the stage, and he's thinking people are going to catch him. So we're playing, you know, kind of at a half-empty, amphitheater, and man, he falls right on the cement and dislocates his shoulder. Oh. And he's a trooper. He gets back up on that stage, but you see he's in pain, and he is passing out, man. He's like, he can't. He's in awful pain. So he got fixed up, and he wanted to come back out and finish the tour, as well he should have. But, man, you know what? It's like his agent came to us and said, Iggy wants you guys to close the show. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy's a legend to me. He's going to hand my ass to me every night. And I said to my agent, I go, listen, I'll close the show. You've got to give me Iggy's money. And my agent said, I'll go back to them and see what they say. They came back and said, no, you'll get the same money. I said, well, I'm not closing the show then.
That's good negotiation.
You know, listen, man, it's like I look back at that. We were a young band, but he invented a language that everybody was using at that time. Everybody was diving off of balconies. Everybody was finding life crosses. Everybody was breaking shit. He invented that. Now everybody's doing it, and it's like it's nothing new, I guess. You know what I mean? But we're going out there and doing that, all that shit, you know? And then he's got to perform. And we had the songs on radio. So it's like he made a valid request. But if I wasn't making more money, I was like,
of course.
Yeah, to hell with that.
Now, another one of your heroes is Bowie, but you never got to play with Bowie, but you did meet him once?
Yeah, sure, man. Like, it was at when Nine Inch Nails was touring with Bowie in Phoenix, Arizona, I saw that show, and I got a chance to go to meet and greet after they played. Of course, it's packed, and you say hello, but you can't even begin to form words to, articulate your appreciation. So, but I did meet him. He was very kind, and that was about it.
Did you at least say, I'm in a band too? I mean, I think you would, a meet and greet after a show, you had some clout, Vinny. Couldn't you get more than that from David?
No.
Thanks a lot, Sony.
He's David Bowie, man.
Yeah. I love Elvis Costello. I was such a huge fan. When I finally met him, I started and I realized, no, just it's good so far. Just leave it there. Yeah. Don't let it go south. Don't embarrass yourself. But that's tough because you want people to be everything you thought they were, but there's no way they can do it in 2 minutes or 50 seconds or whatever.
Sometimes the less you say, the more you're appreciated, I guess. So.
Yeah. This is really exciting, Vinny, to have the original guys together. I just know it's going to be great. And, I just appreciate you giving us some time, and I wish you the best luck. We love Sponge, love your vocals, and I'm glad you guys are getting an honor. If it's overdue, whatever. It's still going to be a great night.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And whatever you guys need from me, call me anytime, man. You guys want to come out, you want to hang out, just give me a call. Let me know.
Thanks, Vinny. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. You guys are great.
You See bet. You, bud. Thank you. See ya.
Good fellas.
All right.
Bye. How funny is it that I know a rock star? Me.
Pretty funny. That's a good rock star to know.
Damn good rock star.
Good guy.
What a cool dude.
Man. Always been very nice.
He's the sweetest guy, man, honestly. He's primo.
He's really cool.
You know how he was such a nice guy is when he took a pounding for having one of those Motorola brick phones about 5 years too late.
That was so funny.
And he laughed it off.
Absolutely. Well, the fact that he had it, said it all.
Exactly.
It's something that is ours.
What was the famous song from the movie? What movie was it again? Their song played in the movie.
Sponge song?
Yeah.
Was it Molly?
Yeah.
Molly or...
16 yeah. Candles.
16
down
Candles,
the track.
That was it.
Or Have You Seen Mary. That's probably going to be their big four. Plowed, Molly, Wax, Ecstatic, and Have You Seen Mary.
They've got to all be in movies. They must be.
16 Candles is, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's. I think it might be in a couple movies.
I think it's in... Isn't it
No,
in
it's not in 16 Candles.
It's not 16 in
Candles
16
preceded
candles.
The song.
All right.
But, God, that song was huge. You know, last time we talked to him, I looked it up. Because I thought that had to be a pop hit.
Yeah.
And it was like number 53 or something.
Really?
It seemed like it was bigger because it was on radio like crazy.
Mainstream rock, it was 11th, and the U.S. Hot 100 was 55th.
Jeez.
Okay. But 11th in rock.
Yeah, that was their biggest hit. Molly.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. No doubt. This is a great song. Actually, I like to see Joey play. I'll tell you, though, the current Sponge is really good. I mean, they're not missing anything.
See, Mary, please will you help her? She seems to be looking for answers. See, Mary, please will you help her? With questions that go unanswered. She remembers feeling alive. Who was that man that made my mother cry all night? Was that my father? Who was my father?
Oh, yeah. So good at music.
Even Vinny doesn't get a break.
They're playing Friday at the Fillmore. That's where the Detroit Music Awards will be.
Amen. With Cash Doll, Melvin Davis, Frontier Ruckus, Liquid Monk, Virginia Violet and the Rays, special appearance by Maroon, and Assemble Sound Residency. But Sponge is the
lead.
They're the
see you on Friday.
And then you heard Vinny. You're all invited to Sabby's in St. Clair Shores, 10 Mile and Harper.
Wow.
After the show. So they'll have the Orbitsons, who are great.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Something tells me the original Sponge might play at the after party.
I got a hunch.
We'll see. Of course, that little meeting tonight might be important. But
little,
they why would
Ham
they?
Hamtramck.
You know, they're all older now. Whether in their early 50s.
Yeah, they're not going to be mad.
No, no, they're going to want to play. They're going to have a crazy crowd at the Fillmore. That's going to be really cool.
It's not like they won't remember how to play the song.
No, oh no.
When are they redoing the Fillmore?
I don't know
Fillmore,
how to do
way?
It.
When are they redoing the Fillmore? Aren't they redoing it pretty
yeah,
soon?
Yeah, they're shutting it down.
Yeah.
In this summer, really.
Yeah.
You know, that's the coolest place to see a show, I think. I love
Better
it.
Better than the Fox?
The Fox is a little too stuffy. A little stuffy.
But the sound and everything for the
Fox? Sound's great.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the Fillmore sound is fine. I mean, I've seen Oasis in the Fillmore, and I can't imagine them sounding better than they sounded there. Actually, there have been a zillion great bands at the Fillmore, and that's a great place to have it. And
great name for a place, too.
Absolutely. No, I'm excited for him. But it's funny, though, with Vinny, it just sounds like another party. I mean, I'm sure it's nice to be recognized, but...
We're going to be rocking the shores in the summer. We're going to go to that.
Amen.
Again.
I'm in.
You could say you're with the band.
I will. You know what's disappointing, though? I was thinking about this while we were talking to Vinny, was that I'll bet you that he did not do an interview on local radio. I'm just going to take a what do you think, Mark?
You're probably right.
I'm sure there's no way he did.
How ridiculous
is that? Like we were talking about
before. Well, maybe Screaming Scott.
Who's playing? I honestly don't know.
I don't even
know
if he'd be allowed to.
I don't know if Riff is playing it or not.
Last year,
I don't know if Riff plays Sponge.
Screaming was there last year, so maybe he...
Oh, Scott was.
Yeah,
Scott
so,
would do anything
so
he
might
could.
Do it.
But
yeah,
I'm just
so
saying, I would bet that there's not a great deal of... If they come up in the rotation or something, they might play it. But
well, that's too bad.
I would think somebody would... He should be on... Half the stations in town this week.
Agreed.
I mean, who from that period did better than Sponge?
From the early mid-90s?
Yeah, Kid Rock came along
right
a little later.
Kid.
Yeah. But honestly, Sponge was the grunge. They were the grunge band.
The White Stripes, but that was a little later, too.
Yeah, it was later. Yeah. I was thinking of Verve Pipe was a similar time.
On the right, yeah.
And they both had killer first records. They should do shows together. Wouldn't that
be cool?
I'm
surprised they don't.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Your boy Vander Ark?
Put it together,
yeah.
Drew.
I will.
Yeah, nothing else going on.
That and Immortal Sin.
Mortal Sin wants to come to town.
When are they coming?
You know, Tony Z's aunt called me.
Yeah, I mean, his manager.
Yes, his thank you. I got it.
She was on the clock.
She sounds hot.
I have not talked to Willie yet. I got to talk to Willie.
What are you waiting on?
Hi, Willie.
I don't know. I think it was, I'm going to tell myself she called on a Saturday, but I think it was Friday, actually. It seemed like Saturday because I was off.
We got to get John Waite again. He'll be back at the bag.
John Waite? I'd love to talk to John Waite. John Waite anytime, John Waite. John Waite's coming back to the bag. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny how these, I'm amazed how these guys come back and come back and come back. Like
they must like it.
Well, Detroit's such a great music city. The Psychedelic Furs, I swear to God, they play here every 6 months. And I go, oh, my God, they're playing. I missed it. And I go, oh, they'll be back. And
they were a Detroit band?
No.
Okay.
They're British. But they're just, you know, to think that these British guys who are like 57, 56 years old are coming to Detroit every, honest to God, they're here all the time. It is the summer, and that means freedom to be outside, to run like mags, to play, to swim. And how great it would be to do all that without the ever-present burden of contacts and glasses. There's a painless solution. Custom LASIK from Dr. Yaldo, Michigan's leading LASIK surgeon. He's changed the lives of over 30,000 Metro Detroiters by eliminating the bother, expense, and relatively poor performance of glasses and contacts. Dr. Yaldo is the only one in Metro Detroit with the CATS system, C-A-T-Z, most advanced LASIK in the world. Better than 20/20 vision over 90% of the time. Anything better than 20/20 is termed supervision. There's also the Rolls-Royce solution for people 50 or older, multifocal lens implants that gives you crisp reading vision and often better than 20/20 far vision. Got a tax return coming? Hey, there we go. Nudge, nudge. Use it for the gift that never stops giving. Get a free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
Best thing I ever did for myself.
.com.
Getting your eyes done?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's not even a close second.
And let's see, Prudential Arm. We give him a freebie.
Drew. Sure, we'll give him a freebie.
Yeah, why not?
Because we like Drew.
Let's Drew get and Drew.
Let's get Drew off to a good start.
Security breach.
I spent a lot of time talking to him today about child rearing.
He wants to quit at one, I think.
I think everybody wants to quit at one.
No.
Well, most people want to quit at one.
No way.
I did.
I keep having them until I die.
You want more?
You're going to keep having kids till you die?
I would.
Oh, poor society.
Well, I don't know if Drew wants to work that hard.
We're going to have to raise all Tom's kids.
And honestly, I don't know what deals Prudential Arm is offering. They're off for the month, but we all want Drew to reach his quota. So all Prudential Arm packages, I think this is still true. 3-door contacts, 1 motion, 1 key fob.
There's only one way to find out.
And the ability to arm and disarm your alarm from your cell phone.
If Drew will call, at least he'll have something other to do than change a diaper.
He'll have something for you. Call 1-800-252-0368.
Get him out of the house.
Exactly.
Text Drew direct. He had somebody. He had a customer of ours. Yeah. He was taking care of today. 248-469-5258. The good news is things are working, and a lot of people have used Prudential Alarms, and that's their website, Prudential Alarms. And so if they're off this month and you still use them, it's still good for us. They've been a good supporter.
Take care,
Star. No problem. No hard feelings there.
Do you want to make a phone call? Because I found another number that might be fun to call.
Oh, who? Who?
Gold Club Centerfolds in California.
Oh, I like it.
What's
already
going on there?
That was Joe D'Angelo's strip club of choice, the Gold State Killer.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Ooh.
He was a regular at the strip club where he was known as the cheap, creepy, old racist.
What?
Yes.
He was the racist strip club creep?
The ex-cop that, suspected of 12 murders, got sweaty and stuttery after going on a racist rant when a stripper suggested he needed to take a DNA test to prove he was 100% white himself.
I'm a racist.
What?
Boy, how did that conversation go between that Brandon guy and a stripper?
What happened to stripper customer confidentiality? Jeez.
How about you guys turning my words into a drop?
I'm not a racist.
What?
I'm a racist.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You just heard
that. That was you. You said it for real.
I'm not a racist. I'm a racist. Son of a bitch.
The 21-year-old blonde stripper told the Daily Mail, all of a sudden he got stressed out for no reason. Now I think I know why.
Oh, she does sound hot.
It was 12 miles from his home. He liked to sit at a table in the middle of the club a few feet from the main stage. I'd only been working here since January. I work 3 or 4 nights a week, and I've seen him here at least 4 times. So, yeah, he's a regular. I never saw him spend a dime. He never asked for any lap dances.
How do you not?
Did he get a water? How much was cover?
What, he thinks it's Starbucks?
When are they closing, by the way? What's Starbucks closing?
He's having meetings there. 29th.
He's just here there to use the bathroom. He sat back from the stage so he wasn't expected to tip the girls. That's not the rule. Everyone's expected it. If you ain't tipping, they ain't stripping, so I've heard.
Well, don't you have to at least order a drink?
Unless you pay. Cover.
Yeah. Well, I thought there was some expectation.
Who said I was stripping?
He would just pay his entrance money, come in and stare at the girls.
Oh, what a pig.
Where did they get stripping?
He'd be there at about 5 or 6 o'clock and maybe stay for a couple hours. The dancer, who wore a pink bikini top and black panties, both of which she discarded when she was called up on the stage in the middle of an interview with the Daily Mail. Hey, work comes first.
Both of which were discarded. She threw them in the garbage. I don't need these anymore.
She didn't. She said she approached him with the hope of giving him a lap dance and initially thought he was funny.
Hey, I'm looking for the trash can.
Thought he was funny and charming. He introduced himself to me as Joe, and we got to talking. He said he'd been a cop in Auburn and in the Bay Area, which is where, you know, the murder, the rapes, and the break-ins were. He said he had guns so he could protect us. Well, that's nice.
Oh, great.
How to protect the strippers.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure what he was talking about. He had that quirky grandfather feeling. But then all of a sudden he blurted out a shocking statement. Quote, out of the blue, he suddenly told me his girlfriend had sex with her sister. Then he said, it's an Indian thing. And I said,
don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Listen to this. What? Listen to this woke stripper. I said, what do you mean? Like Indian from Indian or Native American? And he said, Native American. Then he told me how he hated the fact that she was Native American and suddenly launched into a horribly racist rant, pointing to everyone in the club who wasn't white and calling them nasty and dirty. I told him he should be careful. Perhaps he should take one of those DNA tests to see if he's all white. I didn't know why I thought of it. I just had seen so many advertisements. He got all strange and wiped his hand over his face and said, I'll never get my DNA.
What?
They'll never get my DNA.
This sounds incredible.
But he said his sister had taken one of those tests, which we know. That's how he got caught.
That's right.
Boomer blood.
He got all
poo-poo DNA.
He got all sweaty and stuttery. Now it makes sense. Well, we know he had a temper.
Golden State killer. Right. That's him.
Today, Junior.
You on call?
And he would. Club. He would call his wife a bitch. He would bitch out his wife as he was raping other women.
Not his wife, the girl that.
Oh, his ex. The one that dumped
him. His first fiance that dumped him.
And cry?
Yeah. He's like, Bonnie, you made me do this.
But didn't he say he was sorry to his mother?
Yeah. Like Elvis.
I'm sorry, Mama. Elvis supposedly said that when he blew up.
On another occasion, dancer said she spoke to D'Angelo and he seemed in a bad mood. I asked him what was wrong and he told me he'd gotten in a fight with his girlfriend. He said, I'm not getting any pussy tonight. The guy was 72 years old.
What the fuck? Oh my God.
One time I was over by the bar, he came over and he tried to talk to me. Now in a funny way, I feel glad I found out he was such a horrible racist. So not only is he a murderer, it's worse that he was a racist to a stripper. He wasn't grabby or anything, so he's got that going for him.
Hey, we're into club.
Another dancer, a heavily tattooed brunette, said she had seen D'Angelo in the club several times, but he had rebuffed her attempts to talk to him. He seemed so grumpy and standoffish. Word gets around in clubs like this about who will spend money and who won't.
What? That happens?
There you go. There's the number.
Does 50 Cent have any? Does he put out any music that people care about now?
Now, no. But he's been shot 9 times.
He what?
He was shot 9 times.
Got street cred.
He also owns Bitcoin that he forgot about.
That's right.
How's everyone's Bitcoin doing, by the way?
It's gotten better in the last month or so, right?
Looked to me like it was doing well last time.
Most crypto has gone up in the last month.
Crypto.
The market, on the other hand, not so much.
Crypto.
Did you guys get my LaDuff picture I sent you the other day from the softball field?
Negative.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I sent it to you and Mark.
Via text?
Yeah, I texted to you.
All right.
Wait a second.
My kid and LaDuff's kid were going head-to-head.
I don't have a softball. Text. No, there's no text.
I have no. Wait.
Do I have to prove it to you?
Yes.
New Order song I sent you. You sent me one.
What day?
Strip club, heads up.
Saturday.
Okay.
Nope. No text. You must have just sent it to Drew.
No, I sent it to both of you.
Nope. Don't have it.
I'll show you.
I'm showing you my phone.
What's the stripper's name?
Gold Club.
Her name, though?
They didn't give the stripper's name.
Cinnamon.
Star.
Club Centerfold.
Yeah, hi, this is the Drew and Mike show. We're calling because I know the Golden State Killer used to attend the club. We're just trying to get some information.
We don't have any information on it right now.
I'm sorry. But some of the strippers were talking to the Daily Mail.
We don't have no information on it.
Don't have any information?
None.
Right, okay. Wait, but you do have information because they talked to the Daily Mail. Well, why would you talk to a British paper but you want to talk to an American radio network?
We don't have any information on it. No.
Only for the Daily Mail.
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Drew.
Okay, sorry, Drew. We don't have any information.
That's weird. Did the information just expire? Because the Daily Mail seemed to get some from you, and then now it doesn't exist.
Yeah, we don't have no information on it.
Any information.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye.
Yikes. Oh, God. Come on. Why wouldn't they talk?
We don't have no information. Boy, she was piercing. Yeah. She could be related.
Not just like
I'd like to get a DNA test to find out if she's related to Mrs. Zazzerjab.
Coming next to the stage, Mrs. Jastrazab.
Can I help her? Okay.
It was close when you played the Zazzerjab drop. I thought it was her for a second.
Brandon, have you ever heard of Kayla Caden? She's going to be performing there soon.
Ooh.
Kayla Caden?
Yeah.
I've heard of Caden Cross.
They have a deal on Yelp right now. Club admission to $6.
Really? Any one-star reviews?
Oh, yeah. Do you know who August Taylor is?
She sounds hot.
I know who August Ames is.
She's dead.
You know, it's funny. I was trying to think, why does August... Wait, August?
Here's this chick that's going to be there.
Whatever happened to our intern, Autumn?
Oh, I don't know. She was working at Fox 2 for a while.
She wasn't in Channel 4 for a while, too?
Channel 4 as well, yep.
Have you lost touch with Autumn?
I have lost touch with Autumn. Sorry.
Sorry to hear that.
Who are you texting?
Whatever happened to our intern, Vinny?
Vinny Stubbs?
I lost touch with him.
Stubbers.
Miss, who are you?
Are you texting me the picture now? Because
no,
you got
you're
really
right.
Quiet. To when
I, I could not find it. And I know, I don't know who the hell I sent it to.
Not me.
Not me.
No.
Me neither.
It sucks.
I got your Keith Gabe text.
Yeah, I know. I didn't follow up on that one with you.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
You're not interested in talking about the Russian
yeah,
five?
Yeah, I am. Okay. And I like Keith. You know, it's been a long time. How long has Keith been gone?
Long time. 20 years?
How did he get that blurb from
15
Mitch
years?
For the book.
I don't know. We could ask him.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, 15 really? Years at least.
Huh. Nobody ever leaves here.
Here's
he obviously was not an East Sider.
Here's a one-star review for Gold Club Centerfolds.
After 12 years.
I thought I had to pay $40, but my total is $160 for like two songs.
What? What?
One star. Girls told me the owner lets anything happen for the right price. So it sounds like he got his $160 worth.
The champagne room.
Where was the first strip club you went to?
The first strip club?
Yeah, everybody remembers it. Did you go on? Like, did you go on your 18th birthday? Or?
David Putty.
You're right. Now that you mention that, Brandon.
Putty never called me back. I'm sorry.
Putty's not returning call.
How many times can I write the guy?
Sorry, we're having a different conversation over here.
Yeah, the Voo in Ipsy.
Okay, mine was the Voo in Flint.
The Voo.
Yeah.
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. I even remember my first lap dance song.
Do you find the Deja Vu is consistent from location to location, kind of like McDonald's?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
You know, the bummer about it was they didn't serve booze.
Right.
Because they were totally neat.
I don't think that's worth it. I'd rather have the ability to get booze.
Well, I think my imagination can figure out the rest.
Got my first lap dance this tune.
Did you?
Not to mention the health implications.
What song is this?
Deftones.
Oh, change. How can I not know that? My first was a Satin right. Dolls in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Ooh.
I would have waited for a
which,
better
of course,
song.
Is the Sopranos. Bada bing. Do you know that?
What about you?
Some girl dances this?
First strip club, the L&L2 in Highland Park with Ursay and some other people.
Was he just making it rain or what?
We were like 17 years old. I have no idea why we got in.
Oh, here's a fun one star review.
Ursay was loaded.
But there's ping pong ball action there.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
There was. Your paddle?
I swear, I've never been to a crazier strip club in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no.
I don't know. Gold Club sounds pretty wild. The other night, this is a one star review. The other night, I seen one of the dancers standing outside in their dance uniform / underwear. I'm pretty sure that's illegal, but I went inside anyway, and I heard, I believe, the manager calling people names, especially the dancers, and even one of the customers. One of the customers was telling me about how one of the dancers sucked him off for $40.
Nice.
He was extremely drunk, and I seen a couple of the dancers leave with customers. I don't think that's allowed either. Oh, and it smelled weird. I wasn't there for very long, and I'm not going back.
So there.
Response from the owner?
Oh, I want to hear this.
No dancers are allowed to leave with customers. What you seen was, quote, employees escorting the dancers to their vehicle.
What you seen? Or
nobody puts baby in a corner.
This is what you seen was employees escorting dancers to their vehicles.
Wait, the owner said what you seen was with an N? What you seen?
Yes. Yeah, well, that's what she said. I seen.
I know. I'm just saying.
We do that to protect the dancers. Comment you heard from a customer, I thought. Customer. Oh, boy. Comment you heard from a customer, I doubt that. How do you spell doubt?
D-O-U-B-T? Okay. How'd he spell it?
D-O-U-G-H-T. That was true.
$40
is the price for two dances. Dancers are aware. We have excellent cameras. Apostrophe, yes. And if they do any acts such as that, their contract is canceled and can never return to this club.
Okay.
Any dancers at our club would chance their contract being voided. We are the best in the area.
Ooh.
Even the Golden State Killer loves us. That's nice.
Well, I think that.
As far as the manager, yeah, she sucked him off for $40, but that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
Oh, one star. If I could give less, I would. We went there on September 11th to watch the amateur dancers and never saw them dance.
What?
Deceptive ads, watered-down drinks, sat there for hours. Not one dancer approached us. No eye contact with them all. The cutest girl didn't even take her clothes off.
September 11th.
What an expensive evening. Worst club I ever attended. Save your money. Too dark. Not friendly. Dancers seem bored.
Boring.
Wait, feel very ripped off on our anniversary?
Oh, is this an anniversary date?
Yes.
Where better to go for an anniversary than an amateur night at a strip club?
On September 11th.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right.
It's just showing that you're living life the way you want to live it. That
yeah,
nobody
the terrorists did not
you.
Win.
The terrorists lost. Wow.
And that's where I grew up, and that's where I'm going to be.
Exactly.
Did you hear Stan Van Gundy's coming back?
I did not.
They're going to change up the front office, from what I understand, but looks like Stan's going to coach out his contract.
He will not be the general manager?
That's not what Dave said, but, yeah, it doesn't sound
Stanley.
Like
Stanley.
Wasn't Bauer the general manager?
He was, but Stan was like
president
a VP.
President of basketball.
Art Tellem taking over?
Who knows?
Who cares?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Damn, LeBron had to win that game on Sunday.
He was
hoping
he was pretty
finish
good,
him off.
Passes it to the man.
He's pretty good.
Big deal.
It's only the first round.
I know, but wouldn't it have been nice to see the Pacers knock him off?
Did you like his
him standing up at midcourt? Oh, I hate it.
No, his post-game comments about how tired he is.
Yeah, I know. Cry me a river.
Great song.
What? Cleveland!
Big dicks on loose.
What?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the most fun states survey?
No.
Where do you think Michigan came in? Most fun states.
Most fun
state.
Oh, I'm 25th. Pretty high.
Yeah, 9.
25th.
I think it's pretty high, too.
I would say 5.
I think people in Michigan have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's so much to do here. 5.
There's a lot of lakes.
I'll say 9.
A lot of boats. Most boating permits in the country, right?
I forget. Right, yes. I live right in St. Clair Shores, the nautical mile.
There's as much golf played here as probably almost anywhere.
You're right.
Up north,
top 10. Lots of things to do.
People have all their fun right in the state.
All
right,
casinos.
Crazy side. We're 16th.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I said. And you won't believe the four states ahead of us. Number 15, Wisconsin?
No, thanks.
Number 14, Missouri?
Ew.
Show me.
Well, they have Branson.
I thought about that. Really? Number 13, Ohio?
Oh, boy.
What? There's nothing fun about Ohio. It's the worst state to drive through. It's flat as hell. There's nothing there.
It's not flat. Go to the eastern part of Ohio. drive-through.
Got a lot of Ohio pride over there.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I think Ohio's a fine state.
I've been to the
room
eastern
at Ohio.
Part of Ohio.
State's a little better.
My way out.
Michigan has more lakes than Ohio, doesn't it? More water?
Sure. They have Cedar Point.
They have the Great Lakes.
Cedar
they
Point. Do
have
Cedar Point.
They have Kings Island, too.
That's right, where the Brady Bunch went.
They have Wapakoneta, home of...
They got Cedar Point.
Home of, they got the Pro Football
Armstrong.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Ohio sucks.
They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. They're the Indians.
They got the Browns.
They love going. Yeah, they're contractually obligated to have it in Ohio once every 4 years.
Still have it.
You know, I was surprised.
They didn't
to
even
see
want
that.
To have it.
I think it's every.
What
third
do you
got
against Ohio?
Fuck Ohio.
It's L.A., New York,
must have got some
Cleveland,
tickets there.
I believe, for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think it's every 3 years.
Okay.
I think. What were you thinking was the fourth place?
I just thought it was always just in New York.
It was.
Yeah.
And I think people liked it there, but Cleveland is trying to show some muscle. I
Why
guess.
Is it even in Cleveland?
I don't know how they got it.
Isn't that where Alan Freed?
Oh, cool. I don't think of him when I think of rock and roll.
Well, he coined the term.
Was he in Cleveland then?
I thought he was.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. There's something to that. But, at the time, Cleveland was coming back and Detroit was sucking ass. And I think Detroit just didn't get a fair shake.
Who else is ahead of us?
Okay. 11 or 12 is Louisiana. They have New Orleans.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that.
Number 9.
They also have poverty in the rest of the state.
True.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Number 11 is Oregon. Number 10 is
Oregon.
Nike.
There's a lot of
outdoorsy
people.
You want to be outside all day.
I mean,
rain.
Nothing new inside.
Minnesota's 10th.
Bullshit.
How does Minnesota come in 10th?
You got a lot of lakes.
They have a lot of lakes. We have a lot of lakes.
Yeah. They're the land of 10,000 lakes, Drew.
Well, we've got plenty. We have enough. That's too many lakes. Yeah. We don't need that
nobody
many.
Nobody needs 10,000 lakes.
The Vikings.
We have more boating permits. Pennsylvania's 9.
Oh.
The Vikings have their own boat.
It's true.
That's true.
Vikings have a lot of fun. That probably lifts the whole state up.
Yeah. Pennsylvania. That's my least
Pennsylvania.
Favorite state.
Oh, they got Philly.
I'm not a big. They have Philadelphia.
The drive through to get to
it
Jersey,
is kinda,
New York. It's the worst.
It's not a draggy place. Colorado's number 8.
Colorado could be cool.
I love Colorado.
It's nice.
Colorado's
downtown
very cool.
Denver's great.
Pot.
Not to mention all the whitewater rafting and all the skiing and Vail and Aspen and
all
those
places. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, no Vail.
Denver sucks ass.
Are we going to Vail or Aspen?
Hello. Texas is number 7. How can Texas be number 7?
Well, they got Gillies.
I gotta tell you.
Gillies. Where Urban Cowboy was shot. Come on.
We love you, Texas.
You've been to Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven through Texas.
Yeah, I have too.
Dallas is cool.
No. Dallas is cool. There's nothing to do in Dallas. There's nothing to do in Fort Worth.
I would like to go to Austin. Austin sounds like it'd be
Austin,
cool.
Maybe. San Antonio's okay.
I
don't know. I think Texas.
I couldn't tell you.
Texas is a little overrated.
I just wouldn't expect it to be 7th.
No.
The state of Washington is 6th.
Yeah. Seattle's a blast.
Yeah, Seattle, Washington looks
There's
pretty cool.
So much to do.
Okay.
It's rain.
This has
deadliest catches is up there. That's true.
This state being number 5, I don't understand. Illinois? I know Chicago's great. I get it. But what besides Chicago?
Springfield, Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe's bring it up.
You can sleep Lincoln style. Second time reference in 2 days.
I don't know.
No, that's weak.
Well,
I'll take Michigan over
Lake Michigan. That's part of Chicago. I don't know. And it's my home state. I can't see it being 5th. Florida's number 4.
Gross. Yeah,
there's a lot of cool stuff in Florida.
Gross.
There's a lot of nice stuff in Florida. Nevada's number 3, which is
Vegas.
The desert's pretty cool too. I have to admit.
Oh, Burning Man.
Oh, Burning Man, absolutely. Number 2 is New York.
What?
And number 1
California
is California.
F that. Well,
California has to be number 1.
Wait a second. How's Hawaii not ahead of us?
Hawaii, this is what I know, Mark. That's the one thing in this thing is craziest. Hawaii is 28th.
That's
behind
ludicrous.
Behind New Jersey.
Yes.
That is 27. Ludicrous.
Jersey got ripped.
Behind Georgia, 26. Oklahoma, 25. South Dakota, 24. Ahead of Hawaii.
Who are the saps that got dead last?
West Virginia. Who else? Mississippi's.
I had a blast in West Virginia.
Is that where your T-shirt was made?
Yeah.
The Brandon face?
I love West Virginia.
Would you say top 5 West Virginia?
In my world, yeah. But then again, I haven't traveled too many places. So.
Brandon's probably one of the very few people who put West Virginia in the top 5.
I loved West Virginia. I had a great time.
Where's Blacksburg,
it's
Virginia?
It's wild and wonderful. Virginia is 33rd, which I thought was low. Virginia's a cool state. It's a beautiful state.
Virginia's a great state.
Virginia I like
Beach.
Virginia.
It's also for lovers.
It is.
It is for lovers.
Great sticker.
Got Charlottesville, Blacksburg, Richmond. There's a lot of nice places.
Norfolk.
Nice, yeah, you got the coast, Virginia Beach,
D.C.
Norfolk.
Area.
West Kentucky.
It's yeah, you're right near D.C. in the Northern Virginia.
Well, it's got the Derby.
Kentucky's way down there. Kentucky's 42.
This week, I cannot believe it took you this long to bring that up. By the way,
The Kentucky Derby should vault Kentucky to the top 10. It should.
I cannot believe it took you this long to get to
God,
it.
What a great week.
Sponge and what you look at the athletes, a pony? Sponge awarded Friday night. The Derby.
Wow.
You like
Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Cinco de Mayo. That reminds me.
What are you doing at Mesa this week?
I'm glad you asked. Let me see.
We don't have a Cinco de Mayo Derby party?
Let me find my Steve Guevara email because there's a lot going on at Mesa.
They were featured on Channel 4 this morning.
Oh, you saw that?
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Did you see their commercials in town? And nice
you got
commercials.
Burritos and tacos, but in America you got pizza.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
Yeah. Let's see.
You know the best way to
little extra cheese on the taco.
Best way to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
That's great.
My Steve Guevara talking points. I know they have two bands. They're not like Tex-Mex bands either. They're like cover bands.
Now, why don't you calm down, Steve?
And I know they had a ball-busting. Where is it? Mesa Cinco de Mayo talking
point.
There
it is.
Here we go. Mesa Taco and Tequila, perfectly located between 3rd and 4th on Main Street in Royal Oak, is one of the top Mexican restaurants in Oakland County. The only place to be May 5th for Cinco de Mayo. Best opens at 10 a.m. on Cinco. We'll be there partying their nuts off till 2 a.m. The outside patio is one of the hottest spots and top places to be seen in all of Royal Oak. Mesa has live bands all day, and the bands are damn good to boot. Featuring awesome drink specials and some of the most unique and bottled flavored drinks you can imagine, not to mention fantastic shot specials and the best
shot.
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
The best bargaritas on Main Street. Mesa will be giving away cool, one-of-a-kind swag all day. We're talking about hats, beads, t-shirts, sunglasses, and other sweet stuff. Plus, you might run into some of the Drew and Mike crew partying our asses off at Mesa Taco and Tequila's in Royal Oak on Cinco de Mayo.
Who's going
to
be there?
That's this Saturday.
Are they going to play the Derby at least? Are they going to have the Derby on the big screen?
Of course.
All right. No. That's all that matters. Shut up, Mark.
I recommend the fajitas.
I won you money 2 years ago.
Mark likes the tacos. Brandon likes the tacos.
Tacos rule.
How do you not like them?
I don't know. No, they're really good. The food
fajitas
is really good.
Are amazing.
I saw Jenna, the manager on Channel 4 this morning. Matt sent it to me. And she's talking about the food. First of all, she's very pretty. I got hungry watching it. And second of all, I was like, wait, is that real? Is there really that much thought put into the food? That seems like more thought than
sounds
I ever
like
dreamed.
Someone's missing the meeting.
We go right now?
Yes, you're exactly
Can we go right now?
We can go. I went last night. These guys didn't want Mesa.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not that I didn't want it. It's just we got out of here before you.
Yeah. I was putzing around upstairs for a while before I thought about
Sometimes Drew puts in the order, and then he doesn't call in the order for, like, a long time.
I see.
Forgetful. Because he's so stuck in his post-show jam.
That's true. Drew, I appreciate it every time you go.
Oh, it's...
Even if Brandon doesn't.
I got the fajitas.
I do
know.
Appreciate it every
Sounds
time.
Like it.
No, it sounds like he has a lot of issues with it, how it's done. He's upset with the execution of it.
By the way, St. Joan of
Arc. The execution of the favor.
St. Joan of Arc leads Shrine right now, 4-2 in the fourth.
Huh?
St. Joan of Arc, baseball? 4, Shrine 2, softball.
Softball.
Abby's team.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My boy Ron Hill sent that to me.
Really? Yeah. He's at the game?
He's a huge fan of yours. He's like, I know it's not a sports podcast, but it's 4-2.
What's
I'm so
Ron
happy
do?
I
How do you know Ron?
He's my best friend.
Our kids go to school together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Along with Vinny's kids?
Yep, he knows Vinny too.
Is that a private school?
Yeah, Catholic.
Vinny's kids are in private Catholic school too?
Yeah.
Really? God, I wouldn't think, I just would not have thought that.
Yep.
No, I'm not knocking it.
No.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, God.
By the way, that's LaDuff's school we're beating.
Oh. Is LaDuff's daughter on the squad?
No, we played them on Saturday. My
she
little
plays
one.
Basketball. Charlie's daughter
she's
plays
good,
basketball.
Yeah, she's
is
good,
she good?
She's a good ball player.
Yeah, he said she was good.
My kid against her, because she was pitching, and my little Maddie was hitting.
Yeah.
And me and him were like in the back, and he's like razzing my kid at the plate. It was very funny.
Charlie's daughter was pitching.
Yeah. It was very funny.
Oh, he's something.
I'm the man.
I don't know about you, sweetheart.
I'm the man who can throw it faster than fuck.
His took book, over that I whole
think,
place.
I think you can pre-order Shit Show.
Yep, you can.
And it'll be available in bookstores on the 22nd or 23rd of May. So we'll be talking to him about.
He's going
to
be hitting the TV big time.
I know. We have to work our way into the schedule. You know, I got an email from somebody, and they said it was a Charlie Dunlop's book, Shit Show, will be out. And he'll be available for limited interviews. And I answered, I said, yeah, Charlie's a friend. And they wrote back, and they're like, what availability would you like? And I was like, jeez.
Oh,
guess we've hit the big time here. Of course, I could just drive over and tell him we want him to come on.
He's only a few blocks from here.
No, he's very close.
Did you guys see the best diners in America?
I did not. Did anything local make it?
Yeah.
Oh, the one in St. Clair Shores.
By my house.
Yeah.
What's Travis Coffee Shop.
They sounded really pumped.
They are. They're terrific.
I love greasy spoons.
That's all it is.
Someone went to each single restaurant and tried them and then rated them?
Well, this magazine.
Methodology of doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They said the burgers are really good.
They're going to make a primo dump later on.
It does. You do get that right after you're done.
Gross. Do they have a good breakfast?
Great. The Travis omelet to die for.
The breakfast is huge.
Are you going to bring it in next Tuesday?
No, but I'd like to meet. Maybe we'll have a show meeting there instead of at Starbucks.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Instead of Starbucks.
What's the meeting about?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Yeah, but can you go there and not eat? And
Tom just
meet?
Wants to write off the meal. Wait, you're not paying.
It's a write-off.
Do we want to call India Oxenberg?
We can't. Well, the place where she works.
Yeah, it might not happen.
Tom, I'm surprised you didn't mention that you could buy seats from Jolos Arena.
Oh, yeah. I had that on my list.
Oh, Lord.
You got to buy them. They're 150 each, but you have to buy a pair.
Seats for what?
The Jolos Arena will start going on sale to the public here, I think, by the weekend, if
I'm not
mistaken.
So funny.
You should buy a pair and put them next to the Silverdome ones.
Yeah,
sitting outside.
Share. That's a really funny story. Maz got
I'll
the
split
seats
them with you.
From the Silverdome. And Mark got some, too. And Mark dropped them off, and I didn't know what to do with them. So he put them outside by the garbage. They've been sitting there for, what,
ever
6 months?
Ever since.
Yeah. 6 months.
I'll take
them. And someone walked by the house and emailed the show, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, and wanted to know, and said that he used to live in this house, and I don't know what privilege that gives him, but he was wondering if he could take the Silverdome seats that have been sitting outside all this time.
At least he asked.
No, but what is him having to? What is the fact that he lived here have to do with anything?
Don't you see that?
Oh, he lived here, so he has some claim
for the chair.
The chair. Don't you see that Curb Your Enthusiasm when that old lady kept walking in Larry's home?
Yeah,
and I used to own it, and she wound up taking the plant.
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's.
I love that.
No, Larry.
Why don't you give him the chairs if you're not going to use them?
Just because he lived here.
Because he asked nicely.
No, I would rather choose who to give them to or offer them to somebody than have someone tell me that they want them.
Because he used to live here?
He could have just took them.
Just because he used to live here, he was walking by and noticed that. I don't want to think he's spying on the property anyway. What's that all about?
Lucky you have Drew's prudential alarm set up.
That's right.
Damn right. Everybody's he's going to show up. I'm looking for him on notifications.
There they are.
Oh, that's right. He dropped off the back of one chair, which how did he get that?
Stole it.
Wait, what's...
No, but honestly, how did he get the back of a chair? Why wouldn't he have...
Cool. Wait.
You would think if he could get his own back of a chair...
Who dropped that off?
That guy.
The guy that used to live here?
Yeah, he still has a key.
Well, look, there's one of the... that's part of the roof.
Wait, he dropped all this off?
Yeah.
What?
He wants to exchange that and this for the seats.
What's the trade?
I wondered
back
why he was...
of a chair for two full chairs?
That's a little...
That's pretty iffy.
Yeah, but it's 20. It's like,
Drew.
Look at that number he gave.
Apparently thinks he ripped me off on the sale.
You're forgetting he used to live here.
I'm flummoxed. What?
But Drew, look
what
you're
but
getting.
He dropped this off like it's a done deal. Now I'm in possession of his stuff. I don't want his stuff.
I kind of admire how forward he is.
I'm appalled. First of all, why isn't he talking to me about all this stuff?
I don't know.
Who did he drop this off with?
He would just come in and talk.
Who took possession of this stuff?
Zeus?
Zeus did, yeah.
It was outside.
Talk
to the microphone.
Yeah, he just dropped it off. It was outside on the porch, and he left a note. So
that's nice.
Bentley thought it was a bomb.
Oh, I actually have audio of him from the alarm, prudential alarm.
Let's hear it.
All right, so here he is walking up, and then...
You're out of here, trash!
Oh, and then he walks away.
What the fuck? How often does he come by?
I don't know.
What does he look like? You're gonna find
anybody
him,
see him?
You're gonna find him sleeping.
He's a handsome man with a beautiful soul and a nicer penis.
Was it in a box or something, or was it?
No.
No?
It was in a trash bag.
Down picking up the trash.
Oh, by the bottom steps? Wait, is he
wearing... Hey, I'm looking for the trash can.
Well, yeah, he knows the layout of the house. He used to live here.
Is he aware of the podcast?
Yeah.
He is?
Does he know that you redid the house? Did you show him the house?
I don't know.
Did you get his approval of all the work you've done on the house?
I guess not. So he knows the podcast is downstairs, so he knows... But how does he know people enter through that door?
Do you ever go by places you used to live?
I do.
Oh, yeah, I have.
And then are you horribly judgmental? Like, why would they
do course.
That? Of course. Yeah, definitely.
How could they let that go like that?
Why would they put that there? Letting the neighborhood go as if it matters one bit to you.
Your house sucks.
That's my man. Okay.
Let me see.
Where's he living now? Why doesn't he live here anymore?
Is that on a wanted poster?
Oh, that mystery.
Oh, he looks like a nice guy.
I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. I just think his deal, he's wheeling and dealing a little bit.
That sure is a mystery.
Oh, he sounds all right. He looks fine.
Yeah, it sounds super hard.
I don't want the back of his chair. Wasn't he now? Does he have to come pick it up?
That's what I don't get. If he could get the back of a chair, why couldn't he get a full chair?
I don't know. There's probably some deal he's got going with some other guy who's got seats sitting outside his yard somewhere.
He didn't know Richard Damo. That's why.
Yeah, but how did he get it? He would have had to have known somebody.
I don't know what to tell you.
He has a son. I'll hold that in his favor, I guess.
Are you sure
he's reproduced. Is that that's his son?
That could just be a kid in another house he used to live in.
He appears to have reproduced.
Daddy.
Any more MO on him since he knows all about me and my yard and my house and who enters it where?
Oh, actually, his son is on the camera too.
Oh, cool.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want. My father says everything's negotiable.
Chris wanted the seats because he said he was building something for somebody that used to work at the Silver Dome. He wasn't going to sell them. So.
That's a little cryptic.
I see. So it's my job to come up with things for his friend who used to work at the Silver Dome.
Put your name?
Something to emotionally to reattach him.
Is
to
your
the
name going
to
be on the card?
And I'm not sure, but I'm a builder. That's what I love to do.
Why
That's
is this?
Probably what I do best.
I can't believe this much information is available.
Well, he walks by the house all the time. They've been sitting out there for 6 months.
Is he spying on the house? I mean, what's going on?
I can't believe he hasn't asked for the shovel. That thing's been sitting out there longer than 6 months.
And which owner was he? My understanding... get into this. He must have been a couple owners ago, I'm guessing.
He obviously, still likes the
what's
house.
What's his first
true.
Name?
Chris.
Okay. Chris.
I'll find out.
I wonder if he would approve of the renovations.
I think he would.
He didn't mention the new porch or the new deck.
No, he was laser focused.
He could have
chairs.
Easily seen the deck since he got to the side door. He could have seen the deck off the back of the house and the new porch. By the way, the porch was left in horrible condition. It was crumbling.
He's probably been in your house. You don't even know it. He's probably been in here.
It's probably in the Silence of the Lambs room. He's listening to the show live.
He could be crashed upstairs and I'd never know.
It is true. He did live here. I'm just trying to figure out what dates.
What years?
The guy on the couch.
This is really fascinating.
He's 42 years old.
Okay. keep studying, keep notes while I do this. It's time for
Zion. Great sleuth.
Zion 59 Christ. Mark is a great sleuth.
It doesn't say, though, what years he lived here.
It's time for Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep spring clearance event. That means some of the best deals on the new 2018 Chrysler Jeeps are ready and waiting for you to take one home. Have you ever dreamed of owning your very own Jeep Wrangler? If you have, it's time to make your dreams come true. While supplies last, lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Wrangler. It's just $249 a month. Get your very own Jeep Wrangler. As low as $249 per month. Wait.
Is that the new one?
I got a 426 Hemi in her. 3/4 cams, nitro boosters. I can get her up to as good as 155. Never do, though, of course, unless I'm chasing a cute chick in a Ferrari.
I thought we had made copy. It's the Zot Ford. Wait, is there Zot Chrysler?
Today is May Day.
Hang on, let me check.
No. I thought I know he sent it. Well, Hall Financial is a big supporter of our podcast and the best place.
Which one do we need, Dodge or Jeep?
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
It's Jeep.
There's no May one for Jeep.
Okay, so we got Chrysler copy and we got Ford copy.
Well, do it live!
It says May Dodge Jeep read. but there's just the one.
Okay. Hmm. Well, it's on here. They've got fabulous deals at Zot Jeep. I'm not sure about the Wrangler, but I'm sure they have a Wrangler. Man, they would have a Wrangler, wouldn't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm sure it's priced very competitively.
I have some great used Wranglers on my lot. If anyone's interested.
All from your friends.
How about you, sweetheart?
At Zot Chrysler Jeep. Todd Zot, by the way, was nice enough to like our Facebook. You know, he rated our Facebook page. That's right.
He loves you guys.
Nice review.
What do you give? Two stars?
No, five star.
Chris lived here in 2000, 2001.
Okay.
Ooh, way back.
Oh, so then he wasn't the one that let it go downhill completely.
No.
Yeah, that was
a lot. There's been a lot of
apologize.
Oh, he was a young guy. I'm sorry.
All right.
Been a lot of
Well, not apologize. I think he's still getting a little intimate with the property.
He was only in his 20s.
I know. I was just going to say, he was very young when he owned the property.
Come on, your house sucks.
Don't forget your friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep, or any of the Zot locations for that matter, as Matt's pointed out, in Holly. Plus, they have hundreds of Wranglers available for immediate delivery. See details and a massive inventory at dealsinad.com. And that site is a very good place to go if you're shopping for any vehicle. Dealsinad.com.
By the way, last week when you guys were calling me when I was on my deathbed,
yes,
it was a UPS Terry's birthday. So happy belated birthday to UPS Terry.
Hey, what was your diagnosis?
Just the swollen tonsils and swollen glands. And they really didn't know what the hell happened to me. Who knows?
What was the cause?
He's got AIDS.
I don't know. I have no idea. I got my steroid, got my antibiotic. I'm done now and feel better.
So they have a different pharmacy at the hospital?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a good thing you went to the hospital.
Absolutely.
I hope true. It sucks being at a hospital.
Do you think I really wanted to go to the fucking hospital?
Why? Son, I thought you did, kind of.
Why did you?
You guys really blow, by the way.
Why did you go to the why did you go to the hospital for a sore throat?
It all comes out.
I couldn't fucking breathe on Sunday night. I woke up.
Urgent care?
No, I'm not going to urgent care.
So wait, did you suffer brain damage?
Urgent care?
Pardon?
Did you suffer brain damage?
I don't know. I didn't want to.
So hard?
How long were you unable to breathe? Because you probably had brain damage.
I was able to breathe out of my nose.
Okay, that's what I was saying, because you said you couldn't breathe out of your mouth.
Listen to the way I breathe out of my nose. You know, it's stuffy.
I normally breathe out of my nose.
Listen to me.
Can I say another question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sunday night, you said?
Yes.
You wouldn't just tough it out till Monday morning and go to the
doctor? I did.
Oh.
I toughed it out till Monday morning.
And you went to the doctor?
No, I told my wife.
Go to the hospital immediately.
I told my wife. I took a shower, and I caught her before she left the house for work.
Yeah.
As she was getting out of the house, I'm like, you got to take me to the ER.
Whoa.
Because I almost choked in the shower.
Don't feel good.
You almost choked?
Yeah. Like I couldn't swallow at all. Nothing.
Check up twice and page me in the morning.
Well, I don't know.
Why
it sounds like you did the right thing because apparently the pharmacy there has stuff the regular pharmacy doesn't have anyway. So.
Yes. And they also have x-rays, MRIs, CTs. They thought
did you get all those?
They ran up quite a tab on you.
Oh, yeah, they did. They put me through everything.
It sounds like everybody's insurance is going up this month. Whoa.
Did?
Yes. I took every test you can imagine.
MRI for a sore throat?
Because they thought it was the thing next to your
the epiglottis?
Yes.
Really?
The epiglottis.
That's the problem with the hospital. They're going to think it's the worst thing ever because why would someone come here with a sore throat?
They couldn't see because my throat was so swollen, and they put the scope down. And they're like, we want to check the epiglottis. Good, Drew. I didn't even know we had an epiglottis.
I know. It is kind of frightening to find that out. I'm surprised they wouldn't just like put that flashlight on it.
Yeah, the flashlight didn't work.
MRI.
It'd be a Halls.
Awful dramatic.
Halls didn't work either.
Serious crap. I think we're all surprised.
Honestly,
and I'm speaking for the room here, so don't get mad at just
you,
at me.
Put all of you together. Go F yourself.
I think we're all surprised that on Monday morning you went to the hospital and not the doctor's office.
Why would I go to the stupid doctor? I have to call to make a
going to a hospital is a pain in the ass.
But if I had Cadillac insurance like that, hell, I'd go to the hospital too.
Jeez. First of all, you call the stinking doctor, and then they tell you there's no appointments
up,
like I did on Friday. No appointments on Friday. No other doctors in the office that could look at you. And they said they couldn't take me. So then I'm like, I'll gut it out during the weekend, and it got worse.
So wait, if you can't breathe and the doctor won't take you, what does it take to get seen by the doctor?
They said go to urgent care or the ER. So we went to the ER.
Well, yeah, they know
why wouldn't you go to urgent care?
Because they're a waste of time. I knew I didn't know what the hell was wrong with me.
I've been to urgent care and they've sent me to the hospital. So I mean,
why even waste time?
I've been to urgent care twice, and they were very quick and helpful and done on the weekend.
Nice thing, though, is at least they know when they pay their insurance that they're getting their money's worth.
Matt, some people are saying, though, that you got very, very angry with the way that we discussed it
on
Facebook Live.
I did.
Were you mad?
I was.
Why?
Because you guys were calling out my manhood. I don't have much manhood, but whatever you were calling out, I didn't like.
We're just surprised you went to the hospital.
It was just speculation.
But I'm happy. You guys are happy. I'm feeling better.
Yeah, no, it seems like it works.
Sounds so much better.
Okay, good. Worse.
It sounded terrible.
Oh, my God. I didn't have a voice for the first 3 days.
Was Kathy yelling at you when you were talking to us on the phone for talking?
Yes. She was yelling at me for being on the phone with you guys. Wow. Yes.
It's tough.
It sounded like you shouldn't have been saying any words.
No, I shouldn't.
Yeah, it was a croak.
I was trying to trying to defend myself at that point.
It did sound like you were breathing somehow.
It would have been great if you guys had caught me just a few minutes prior to me leaving the hospital. I would have put the nurses on the phone with you.
Oh, were the nurses nice?
They were nice.
They were?
Yeah. Shocked you didn't plug the hospital. Or the nurses.
I'm not going to plug it.
Oh. He's saving his equity for important birthdays. Hall Financial is a big supporter of the podcast, the best place to get your mortgage if you're buying a home, considering refinancing. Want to take some cash out of your home or anything to do with a home loan? Contact David Hall. All he cares about is client service. They're obsessed with it and five-star reviews. They want to get 1,000 of them this year at Hall Financial. Click the Hall Financial logo on the Drew and Mike podcast webpage. Fill out the online form. They'll get back to you. Again, click the link on our website just for Drew and Mike listeners. They love you guys. Or call 248-308-5000. Make sure you tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click: home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down. That's a very popular reason. David and his team have all the programs you're looking for. None of those refis. They'll crunch the numbers for you. There's nothing to lose here. It's kind of like we talk about Gold Star Law. You meet. You got nothing. You go back to work. They don't contact. It's the same way. They crunch the numbers. It's either a deal or it's not a deal. You save money or you don't. So no harm, no foul. Call Hall Financial or click the link today. Restrictions apply. Michigan licensed broker lender. NMLS number 1467435. Equal housing lender.
Right on.
And back in the DealsInDeed.com studios. Gabar just texted me to see if I got his Mesa copy points.
Ask him for the Jeep read.
Oh.
We only have Dodge and Ford.
Jeep read?
Show meeting. And we don't have to go to that lovely diner that Tom wants to go to.
Why can I not spell Jeep? It keeps correcting to keep instead of Jeep.
Jeep.
Autocorrect. You are hit hard with autocorrect often.
Jesus.
Tweets.
Fuck. You must use keep. You must use keep a lot.
Everyone has to point out the smallest little thing
Eric
on Twitter.
Eric Enron.
I know. And
Matthew Stanford.
Why does it correct to Matt Stanford?
Because Stafford isn't a word that's in the English dictionary.
Stanford? It's a name.
When do you say Stanford?
You're not. It corrects to Stanford.
No, I know, but do you write about Stanford University
never.
A lot?
How about less Stanford?
Never.
All right.
Oh, maybe, though. Isn't that where that sales guy was?
Yeah, Allie Rita.
Somebody on your phone knew that.
Yeah, Ryan O'Neill's father-in-law.
Ryan O'Neill?
Ryan O'Neill.
Allie McGraw, too. Money.
Autocorrect.
Do you see what Ryan put up today? He found one of his old credentials. It was from the WNBA Finals.
What?
What? Yeah. What'd you say?
He had one of his old credentials from the WNBA Finals he put up. You know, he laughed about it.
They credentialed people for that?
Yes, they did back in
the day. Nobody cares.
Tom, are you pumped for the Pistons E team?
No. What? I don't get all the E stuff. Can you explain it to me?
What don't you get?
These are gamers. Yeah, they drafted a gamers team.
Right,
and they'll be all Pistons.
Yeah, I know it's big money now, and I just don't want to.
Well, 35 grand.
I don't get it either, because growing up, I hated watching other people play because I wanted to play.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's a big deal now.
People really sit online and watch other people
play. Yeah, you got to watch Ninja play.
Is that what our boy Nate Bender does?
Does he? I don't know.
Doesn't he have a network?
Well, he's got a podcast that's based around, I believe it's a Final Fantasy game, and he and his buddies get together and they talk this Final Fantasy, and he gets tons of hits.
I thought he had a channel.
And he's been like a speaker at events because people who love Final Fantasy love his. So yeah, you know, a lot of niche.
They hit it big.
Mark, we have new Dodge copy, but not Jeep.
Yeah,
right?
Not Jeep.
Okay.
The subject said Dodge Jeep, but when you open it, it's just Dodge.
Oh, good.
Show me.
Okay, he says generic copy, which Roger. I tried to make it generic as I could. Roger. Okay, just go to go
just
to
do
Jeep.
Another one for Ford.
Buy a Jeep.
Just do another one for Zot Ford. Come by the Echo Sport. We've got great rebates.
Check up
on
twice and page me in the morning.
Oh, now there's the pictures that you sent us. You said you sent us before that you were so adamant about.
I know. I don't know who I sent them to.
Mm-hmm. Wait, police investigate threatening tweets aimed at Michigan's Jim Harbaugh? That just came in too?
No, that was 2 weeks ago. Mark was still on maternity leave.
But you just sent it.
No, I didn't.
No, that one I got.
What? Oh, the Mark and Maz. Okay, I'm on Mark and Maz page. Oh, my God. Yes, please use that daily until I have new stuff for you in a couple days. Okay. Show meeting over.
Your cell phone slows.
It was under a lot of pressure from sponsors there.
You got the Today in Rock?
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Where's Today in Rock?
Oh, Today in Rock. Good point. I have been doing Today in Rock every day. But Maz likes Today in Rock.
I do.
Because he probably has something.
No, I don't. I don't have a thing. Except I listened to, Casey Kasem the other day, and Puppy Love came on. Loved it. Puppy Love.
You know, it's funny. Back in the day. Are people less interested in the top 40, so to speak? Because when we were kids.
Today?
Everybody heard Casey Kasem on Sunday morning or Saturday morning.
You know who doesn't now?
Who?
Seacrest.
And no one cares?
I think they call it ATF.
You know, also, this is a weird thing to wonder, but do kids still run away from home?
Oh, huh.
That's a good question.
I was talking about a story about somebody running away from home, and I was remembering friends of mine that ran away from home, and my friend Pam in St. Louis ran away from home. I think she got to Michigan from St. Louis before.
She made it that far?
Yeah, she got that far. I think she ran out of money
or
something. How
old was she? Kids 17. Kids don't want to move out of home.
No, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking, because we always talk about, kids never used to shoot up schools. And for some reason, I was thinking about the whole business of running away from home. I was thinking, well, there's something kids don't do that they used to do that's shitty.
Yeah, well, they also used to hitchhike. No one hitchhikes anymore.
True.
Instead, you Uber.
Well, if you have a ride, why would you hitchhike? Kids don't ride bikes because they get...
I know.
Does any kid ride a bike?
You're not allowed to ride your bike past the neighborhood blocks.
But you're looking at these running.
Why? What happens if you ride your bike past the neighborhood?
You better have your phone with you if you do leave this neighborhood.
How did you pull it off? You seem like you're okay.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Freedom, I remember when I rode that bike for the first time and learned how to do it. That was so great. Where I lived, it was really hilly.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to go down those hills and into oncoming traffic. It was great.
Then you had to go back up them.
I know. That was the bad thing. Man, that was good. I had an Apollo Racer.
Oh, it's a big day in music.
There you go.
Today's October 1st, May Day.
October 1st.
Yeah.
Mate, did I say October 1st?
Yeah, autocorrect.
Did you have a stroke today?
I think I did. I thought I was
no more walking. It's hot down here, by the way. Before the show.
It was really hot out there.
It's hot now.
Mags was feeling it. Because I got a three houses away. I took him off his leash and he got way behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He was really tired. His tongue was hanging out. I know.
Is he okay?
Should have carried
that. Yeah, he's okay.
I don't know. I'm worried about you now.
No, I think I'm okay. I think it's just a mini stroke. May 1st is May Day, of course. It was in the mid-80s. It probably still is in the mid-80s. It was hot in the house, too. It was like 79 degrees. And I went, oh, my God, is it really this hot outside? And turn the air conditioner on. Finally.
If it's like 70 in my house, my wife will flick the air conditioner on. We will get together and say, okay, let's do it.
I had no idea it was 80-something. I really didn't. I just didn't. I wouldn't watch the forecast.
I guarantee when I get home tonight, my air conditioner will be on. And I have no problem with that.
Well, God bless your wife.
Oh, I'm sweating like Roger Ebert.
1966 on May the 1st, the Beatles played live for the last time in the UK. They would, of course, tour America and play San Francisco August 29th in Candlestick Park. That was their last show.
That was it, huh?
May 1st, 66, their last show in their home. And they're set. They appeared for the NME Poll Winners concert. Funny how people used to do what they were supposed to do. They would just show up because they're supposed to. Even the Beatles. They played I Feel Fine, Nowhere Man, Day Tripper, If I Needed Someone and I'm Down. Boy, that's a nice little set. Also in the bill, Spencer Davis Group, The Fortunes, Herman's Hermits, Roy Orbison, The Rolling Stones, The Seekers, The Small Faces, Dusty Springfield, and The Yardbirds, and The Who. They all played at the NME Awards.
Holy crap. Where was that?
At Wembley Empire Pool. A year later, 32-year-old Elvis Presley married 21-year-old Priscilla Beaulieu.
Yeah, I saw their wedding picture today.
They met in 1959 when she was 14 years old. She moved into Graceland when she was, I believe, just under 16. Mm. But she went to the local high school and finished while she lived in Graceland. wedding took place at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, and all the marriage license was only $15. Wedding cake was $3,500. They divorced 5 years of marriage later on October 9, 1973, when karate instructor Mike Stone got in the way. I should have had him killed.
Studies.
She cheated on Elvis?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought Elvis was the best. Oh,
believe me, he cheated on her plenty.
But it only counted when she did it, right?
Exactly.
Of course.
Of course. And she took those little Polaroids wrestling around with another lady.
Yeah.
Wrestling in her white and cotton panties.
Panties, yeah.
It was pretty hot.
Pubes poking out.
The FBI arrested Carl Wilson on this day in 67, the same day Elvis got married, for avoiding the military draft and refusing to take the oath of allegiance, what the king did take, by the way. 69, Bob Dylan recorded an appearance for the Johnny Cash Show in Nashville, Tennessee, after two solo numbers from Dylan, Johnny Cash.
69.
For a rendition of The Girl from the North Country. Cash enjoyed booking contemporary performers as guests Neil Young, James Taylor, Ray Charles, Eric Clapton, all booked for forthcoming shows. Led Zeppelin started the week at number one on this day in 1976 with Presence, their fifth number one album. The White Riot Tour kicked off on May 1st, 77 at the Roxy in London with The Clash, The Jam, and The Buzzcocks. Ooh, what a show. And Elton John became the first pop star to perform in Israel on this day in 79. Mick Fleetwood filed for bankruptcy on May 1, 1984. It reported that the drummer spent thousands a month on cocaine, had refused to listen to financial advisors, buying up several homes, including a $1.8 million farm outside Sydney, Australia, which was not worth anywhere near that. Mm. the house where Kurt Cobain committed suicide went up for sale on this day in 97. Asking price was $3 million. It sold for slightly less. The carriage house where he killed himself had been demolished. A writer claimed Neil Young went back on an agreement to have a biography written about him, filed a $1.8 million civil fraud suit against Young in Los Angeles Superior Court on this day in 2000. That was settled. Barry White suffered a stroke while being treated for kidney failure. He died 2 months later. That was May 1st, 2003.
It's also the same day of the Mission Accomplished speech.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah, 2003.
Oh, boy, that was a mistake.
It's an even bigger anniversary today, too.
May 1st. Wait, let me think about this. Coldplay became the first British band to have a new entry in the U.S. Top 10 singles chart since the Beatles.
Nice.
On this day in 2005, Speed of Sound entered the chart at number 8. Only the second time a U.K. band had achieved the feat. Hey Jude did it in 68. And Rob Thomas, number 1 on the U.S. album chart on this day in 2005, was Something to Be. A Minnesota man in the stand 2013 arrested for pretending to be a member of Pink Floyd.
What?
At a U.S. hospital, racked up $100,000 in unpaid.
What, do you have a sore throat?
Oh, I was going to say almost as high as Maz's bill. Philip Michael Schaefer went for treatment April 20th, claiming he was Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour and that he didn't have health insurance. The man was treated and released, but not before he signed an autograph for an employee's
son.
Come
on, I was going to say, doesn't anybody there, anybody decide to know? Like, what year was it?
2005. Pink Floyd were still doing stuff. Could
have got away with it then.
What's his name? Philip what? I want to look him up. He might.
Yeah, let's get him on the horn. Philip Michael Schaefer. Maybe he's got a phone now.
Is he related to Philip Michael Thomas?
I don't know. Maybe he's named it from S H A E F F E R. He was 53, so he would have been. Yeah, he'd be about Philip Michael Thomas's age, I think. What happened
or
to Philip
David Gilmour?
What happened to Philip Michael Thomas? How can you be
Tubbs?
So hot?
Tubbs?
Yeah. No, wasn't
Chubbs
Crockett?
Or Tubbs?
Crockett
Tubbs.
Was.
Here it is.
Crockett was Don Johnson.
Yeah, you're right.
Here it is. Here's the side by side.
What?
No way.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's like Tim Segrist.
Why didn't he say he was Tom Arnold? Looks a little Tom Arnold-esque.
That's very funny.
In that picture of Gilmour, looks like someone just told him the story. He's going, what?
Gilmour rules.
Oh, Dave Gilmour's great.
Do you know the anniversary today?
No, what is it?
7 years ago, 2011.
May 1st, 2011.
Happy anniversary, a-hole.
Give me a hint.
Wait, 2011.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner would have been the night before.
Who snuck in?
Oh, it's the year that the late Seth Meyers did the Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah.
And what happened?
I don't remember.
It's when they launched the attack on Osama bin Laden.
Oh! Oh, no kidding.
That's right.
Wow, that was huge.
Today is the day of his death, isn't it?
I think he might have technically died on the 2nd, but the
Osama
It was launched today.
You know what was weird about this? Cool as hell.
Osama bin Laden is dead and General Motors is alive.
Do you remember one of the thing, like one of the first news reports about it? And where it came from?
You know, I don't. Was it Drudge?
No, a guy tweeted about it because he lived in Abbottabad, and he's like, "Hey, helicopters flying overhead." Do you? You don't remember that at all?
Yeah, I do. No, I did. I didn't remember it real. I mean, now that you say it, I remember it.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know it is weird.
Of course, today
Twitter
would be
been, was Twitter new then?
Pretty new, yeah. Yeah. What, 2008, 2009 for Twitter?
But there were enough people on there.
Might even be later than that.
In Afghanistan? Or was he Afghanistan or Pakistan, right?
Pakistan.
And you see, the one thing that I don't like is, to this day, years and years and years later, there's all these conspiracy theories about Adolf Hitler being alive and all Argentina. You know, he lived a full life, blah, blah, blah. Why? Because we never really saw a solid body or anything like that. And now with this Osama bin Laden, you never see the body.
Well, the fear
are you saying, Brandon, that you think Osama bin Laden is alive?
I'm saying that there's always going to be conspiracy theories for the rest of our lives because they refuse to show a photo.
My understanding was there was so much fear of showing a dead bin Laden that people worship that they would just someone would take
or a burial.
Or
become a place
of worship. Al-Qaeda and ISIS totally didn't do anything after Osama bin Laden died, so I guess it worked.
Well,
yesterday,
I was going to say,
yesterday Hitler's anniversary.
Not ISIS, but
you know, no, I'm just saying, like all extremism and
you want to keep him alive? Jeez,
what
sounds
are you
like it sounds
about?
Like I got a big bin Laden fan over there.
No, I don't. No, I just don't see why you don't show the picture of the dead asshole who put together 9/11. That's all. I don't
because
know.
He has fans. That was the fear. I don't know. Are that many people really running around going,
I bet
oh,
you there's a lot
dead.
Of people
the
in stupid your corner, Brandon. There's probably a ton of people in Brandon's corner on this one.
I'm not saying there's any conspiracy
believe
theory
me.
Whatsoever.
I don't read about it.
Believe me, I would love to see a picture of him with a bullet in his head.
I would too. Yeah. It would do my
so I can point
nude,
go,
nude
ha,
by
my
the
heart
way.
Good.
And yesterday, I know I didn't listen to the podcast. You probably brought it up, but Hitler died. Yesterday was his anniversary.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Anniversary of
you
Hitler's
get a
death.
Point for that.
Thank you. Even though I admitted it,
I just saw.
I know
big,
it's hard to do preemptives on that.
I just saw a big.
Well, the
story.
Best way to do it is say as you guys were talking about.
Got it.
I saw a big story on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's still rotting down in Gitmo.
Yes.
And his lawyer that is defending him. Could you imagine defending him? And it's funny.
And our government probably pays him.
I think some of them are government. But it's funny because he's like, I'm not saying he didn't do it. He's just, he didn't do what they're charging him for. He basically just wants him tried in a criminal court, not in a military tribunal, which who gives a shit?
Good luck with that. Why don't we play some Sponge on the way out?
Oh, we're done?
Instead of the it's 2:40, and
we gotta get to the game.
There's talk again of going to the Tiger game. Yeah, people are talking about it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there's extra tickets, by the way.
We should all go.
What would you like to hear?
So many good numbers to call.
I want to hear 16 candles.
Well, all right.
Yeah, Molly's cool. I mean, there's multiple choices there, but 16 candles—that's the biggest hit. Why not?
So go see Vinny at the Fillmore on Friday. Detroit Music Awards.
There you go.
Vinny
thanks,
Nebraska
Vinny.
And Sponge
for being our guest. Always anytime. See ya.
I ask, how are you? Yeah, how are you? I see your lips in your girl's glass. I see you drunk, I start to laugh. I found your note, the letters ran. You said I love you. Yeah, I love you.
Yeah!
Candles down the drain. You know what? I wiped your back down forever. I touch your face, you start to smile. All you know is my reply. I wish I loved you.
Why not?
Don't ask why, don't ask.
16 candles down the drain. Candles down the drain.